Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
To find y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Mix. It is so good to see you guys in the house tonight. Tonight is Sunday night. Of course, you know today is the first day of April, otherwise known as April Fool's Day. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining me here in Remix tonight. So good to see everyone in the house tonight. Good to see everyone. The chat room is open. I see that a lot of you are on the phone line as well. It's good to have everybody in the house. We're going to be doing a show tonight, and we're going to get right to it. Lots of things to cover tonight. Lots of good energy in the air. Want to know how you guys are doing. We had a wonderful show on Friday night. Woo! Had a wonderful show. We had the Chief David Montana in the house along with the other Indians. It was a great share. So it's good to see everybody in the house tonight. I'm kind of getting myself situated here. So just kind of give me just a moment. Just to make sure you guys can hear me loud and clear. Maybe we'll do a little call and response there. See if you guys can hear me okay. I'm kind of doing a little bit of call and response here with Sister Manya just to make sure sound coming in okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's listening and everyone here in the forum tonight. Good to have you guys join us here live in the Remix. If this is your very first time joining us here, I want to say welcome to you and also let you know how you can come on and join us in the Remix. It sounds like the sound is going in and out a little bit, so I'm definitely going to take care of that. But good to have you guys in the house tonight. Good to have the Remix family in the house. We're going to move around a little bit, dance a little bit, and just get ourselves ready to get into the share because I have some things that we're going to be sharing tonight. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to a little bit of music that's going to put us in that mood until I come right back and get myself logged in, and we'll be right back. So here we go. Let's see. Where is it? Here we go, everyone. Let's see where we're going to go. Here we go.
Bye.
ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, everyone. Want to say peace and greetings to everyone. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix tonight. We have a lot of things that we're going to be covering tonight, but first I kind of want to recap and just talk about some of those things that we've gone over earlier in the week. The first thing that I do want to talk about is if you didn't get a chance to hear the show that went on Friday night, you definitely want to go back and download. We had the Carnival Indians, the Mardi Gras Indians that was here. That was Chief David Montana was here. It was an excellent share. And I just want to tell you guys, I got emails from everyone all over the world that really just enjoyed the share with the brothers coming on. The chief was here along with his second chief and some of the other Indians, sharing a little bit of history, giving us a whole lot of culture, and also just sharing a lot of magic. So it was definitely an amazing share, and it was good. It was so good just for you guys to receive that energy and give that energy back. So I just want to tell you that I got all of your emails, all of your letters about everyone who really just enjoyed the show and loved the share. So now, also, we're going to be tonight, we're going to be taking a couple of journeys here tonight. So we'll be doing some really, really fun things. As you know, today is the first day of April, and that brings about with a lot of different things. But first, I also want to just tell you guys, I want to talk about the readings, because this is something that's important. This is my opportunity to kind of get up close and personal with each and every single one of you. So I enjoy those as well. Enjoy that time as well. So that's a wonderful time for us to connect. The readings have been amazing, and lots of things have come out of the readings and out of that particular share of just connecting with all of you. Some powerful things have come out in the sessions. And so I thank you guys to just being open and really for us doing our work, knowing our magic, as I say, and all of those things. So I have enjoyed with connecting with each one of you, and I look forward to each and every one of you that will be doing a reading this week coming up, as well as some of those baby lotus readings that will also be going out as well, and glowing lotus readings. So those are just amazing, getting caught up on everything, doing our work, as we say in the remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me welcome all of my international listeners who are listening, because I've been hearing from you guys. I know a lot of times you say that on the phone lines you can't really get the Skype call to come in, but you're listening, you're out there, you're in the chat room, and we love having you guys on board. So whether you're calling from or listening from China, whether you're listening from the UK, Canada, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening from Iceland, wherever you're listening from, we just love to have you guys on board with us too. It just makes the share just that much richer to know that we're reaching everything all over the world. And so a really great thing. The other thing I want to touch on too is want to say thank you to everyone who's invested in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And so many of you guys have. And every single day, more and more of you are making that investment in yourself. And I'm hearing those wonderful, wonderful stories of how it's changing your lives because of the work that you're doing and all the work that's having. And all the work that you guys are putting in too. So the other thing that we're going to talk about tonight is I want to talk about the Oracle cards. Yes, we're going to talk about that. And let me be honest, you guys, because I've kind of been going through some things here. You know how excited I was, and I actually had the opportunity to talk to Pure as well, too. And the sister who worked with me, Pure Feminine Energy, who did the artwork. And we were talking about the cards and just sort of that journey that we took and just embarked it on with all of the information and everything coming together with the Oracle decks and everything that was coming out of the deck. Now, one thing that is definitely for sure is that the deck has been ready now for some time. I found a company that I'm working with, and we actually have a good relationship with the deck. And there were some things that I wanted to make a couple of more changes. There were quite a few changes that I wanted to begin to work on, to begin to do. But, there was just a couple of more things that I wanted to tweak, things that I wanted to do. I just wanted to tweak it and do it. And, you know, I was sitting here today after, you know, just kind of doing some reflecting. And then I got to thinking, I said, you know what? Why am I not having these cards already out here? You know, does it have to be sort of perfect? No, it doesn't. So there's a couple of changes, and one of the changes I wanted to make is that when you actually look at the Oracle deck and you look at the cards, and if you look at the, if you're inside the chat room, you can actually see a picture of two of the cards. I have the number one card that's out is the Know Your Magic deck as well, and then the other card that is coming up is you'll see the one that says Get a New Story. That's there as well. And that particular deck that is there, you'll notice that the cards itself have round circles all the way around it, like it's curved all the way around, but the edge of the cards are square. And I wanted that to be round. But you know what? We're going to just move forward on it. I've already talked to my web designer, so I'm working on getting the web page set up. So as soon as that is complete, no more corrections, no more changes. It is perfect and exactly as it is, and I'm going to begin to just, I'm going to put it out there. So that was just a realization. I wanted to be honest with you guys and let you know that the Oracle deck, it is ready. And many of you who've had readings over the last 2 weeks have actually, that is something I've started back incorporated into the sessions, particularly the sacred sessions and even the sessions we've done live on the air, been able to do that. So listen to you guys that it's good to have everybody in the house. Oh, I'm so excited about the show tonight. This is going to be a very special show, as all of the shows are here in the remix. And I want to encourage you guys to go back and download. And download this show and all of the remix shows. All of the remix shows that are here, all of the great guests that come on the platforms, everything that they're sharing, I encourage you guys to go back and download. Now, you can download right here on the remix, or you can actually go over to iTunes and download directly to iTunes. You can begin to download this and download it on your MP3 player, and you can keep these shows and begin to look at them yourself and just have them in your archive. So that's good to do. Now, I want to give you an update. Kundalini Lab. Wow. Before the show is out tonight, we're going to be talking about some things that's going to be happening in the Kundalini Lab. And the Kundalini Lab is officially open. I'll let you guys know how you can begin to connect with the Kundalini Lab. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Kundalini Lab before we close out tonight. So now, let's talk about what we're going to be doing on the show tonight. Wow. As you know, today is April the 1st, otherwise known as April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. You know, some important events have taken place in ancient times, and actually some important things have taken place tonight, you know, in this time. We're going to do some important things that have never, ever been done before, ever. It's never been done, and we're going to do it right here. Everybody listening, and it doesn't matter when you listen to this show, you're going to get to participate in something that has never been done before, ever. So this will be a first. This will be a first right here in the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can definitely reach out and call that number. And if you're a guest and you want to sign up, and if you want to sign up and you want to come on in, you can do this. Tonight is going to be all about the new. because this is really symbolic of what this energy is here. We know the number one plays a very significant role when we begin to look at the vibration of numerology and numbers. The number one, one for new beginnings, for new start. It is the first. When we begin to look at it on other systems, we know it's even associated with the fool's journey, you know, or the fool in the tarot deck. And how fitting to call today April Fool's Day, because today is about taking a new journey. It's about doing things completely new. And that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. One of the things that I have begun to challenge myself, I do it every single day. It's something that you will hear everyone who comes on the platform talk about. Brother Panic talks about this. All of the guests who comes on the platform and myself as well. It's really just sort of kind of challenging ourselves to not only get outside the box, but get on top of the box. You know, make sure we're on top of our square. And so really, I'm going to be challenging myself to really continue to push myself forward and getting to know more about me, getting to know more about me. And I will continue to share that with you guys, bring on new guests on the platform, have more of the people who have been on the platform come back and really share their amazing journeys and their work, and do more shows that incorporate the Remix family as well. And so tonight is all about the new. It is about the new. It's about coming with the right vibration. It's about coming with your mind sort of in a new and a fresh place and begin to just really, really begin to work that energy within yourself from a very special place. So as I continue to challenge myself, I'm also going to challenge you guys. And so tonight, we're going to take this challenge together. This is going to be one of the big challenges that we take together as we get into the share. It's going to be a lot of sharing tonight. So I want you guys to definitely, if you're not on the phone lines and you can get on the phone lines, definitely you're going to want to also get on the phone lines, because we're going to be sharing as well too, doing a lot of sharing. I will tell you this, that this is April the 1st. And I want you guys to kind of mark this day. You know, I talk about markers a lot, but I want you to put a lot of markers down for yourself, because today is going to be one of those marker days for you. Trust me, you're going to want to definitely put this day down as one of those marker days for yourself. And also, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has contributed to giving feedback, sharing thoughts, and sharing different ideas. Sharing thoughts and sharing different ideas over on the Remix family page. Because one of the things that I love about the Remix group over there, and you guys will notice that I'll go through there sometimes, and sometimes I will delete things from off of there, because that's not a dumping ground. You understand? We know what happens when a place becomes a dumping ground. So I want to say thank you to everybody over there that put out very good information, that shared things that really has been instrumental to them, and that it really is about really sort of kind of getting out those thoughts and getting out those shares. You know, that's a place to be. You know, I don't often put on what I like to call a very serious hat, and I really am very open to a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts from different people. And even when it comes to the Remix and coming to the chat room over here, when you can see energy, sometimes it's kind of tricky, because you see things from people that sometimes you just think that, really? That's what you're doing? And, you know, we all get to be where we are, you know. But I just want to say thank you, because so many of you are really about your work. You're really about your business. You're really about knowing your magic, and you're doing the work. You're doing the work, not because I say you're doing the work, because you have told me. You've either told me through your emails, you've either told me through sharing, you've told me in so many different ways. You know, we've been able to hear that either through conversations we've had, right here on the Remix of you guys calling in, just really, really being about your work and being about your business. Because we're in a time right now, we could just tell what's going on, that this is the time for us to really begin to tap into that energy of light, your own light, you know? So beautiful, beautiful. It's good to have you guys in the house tonight. Yes, we're going to be talking about the new book of light. the new Book of Light tonight, and we're going to be doing a lot of different exercises with that here tonight. Mm-hmm. Because we are living in the mystery. We're living in the mystery, and poles are shifting. And you're seeing a lot of shifts within people, too. So poles are just constantly shifting. They're shifting. It's change that's going on. Everything is about this change. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is that time. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get ourselves ready because we're actually going to get ready to take a journey. I'm going to take you guys in. I'm going to kind of guide us in as we begin to get ready to get into the share. I do want to put this information out and say to everyone out there, I love hearing from you guys, and thank you guys. I'm so glad that you were able to connect with us over on Question for Blue. Me and Sister Manya, we love all the emails. It takes us a while to get to some of the emails, so thank you guys for your patience in advance. Know it's a divine appointment. Know that I will get back to everyone who sends me an email and begin to work with that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just begin to work with that. So, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. at gmail.com. I just got the most amazing message in the world, and I'm going to share it, okay? Gmail.com. And just to contact with me. I don't know if you guys remember this, but we did a show. I want to say it was last year, and I gave you guys this amazing bath, and it had to do with Hershey's chocolate. Because if any of you have ever stayed at the five-star hotel where they make Hershey's in Hershey, Pennsylvania, they have this amazing bath that you can take. But I gave you guys the recipe. Well, the brother who actually works out there, he's sending me some of those the cocoa Hershey bath. He's sending it to me. So hugs and kisses to him. He's letting me know that he's definitely going to get that to me. And I'm so glad to to connect with him and be able to get that. So we'll be doing some more Hershey baths that we can do our own. It's a powerful ritual when it comes to using chocolate, and I know you guys know that. So now, let's see where we are, because I want to kind of take a look at the time and get into this. Oh, we have plenty of time, but we're going to begin to talk about this. We're going to get ready to take a trip, and I want us to... I want us to sort of take a little trip here. We're going to take a journey, and but before we take that journey, I want us to we're going to dance a little bit. The music I played at the beginning was just to really get us in the mindset, but we're going to dance a little bit. So I want everybody to get up, shake it off, you know, shake some good vibrations on. And as we get ready to dance, yes, and I'm going to get some blue Twizzlers too. So it'll be lots of goodies in there. So here's what I want you guys to do. Let's get ready to let's get ready to dance. We're going to get ready to dance. And the reason I want us to dance this time, because this is one of my favorite songs. It's a song close to my heart. And I want you guys to get yourself situated. I want you to get yourself centered so we can begin to take this journey. And this journey here, like I said, has never been done. And so it's going to be an honor for me to take this journey with each and every one of you guys who's out here tonight. And for us to do this, it's going to be a first, not only a remix first, but first time in the cosmos this has ever been done. So, and actually, the crazy thing is, you guys want to hear this? It's actually going to be a first for me. It's going to be a first for me to even hear it and to do it with you guys. So we're all learning together, and that's what tonight is about. Tonight is about getting into the new, and it's about learning. It's about all of us learning together. Sharing together. That's what it's about. So we're going to get up. We're going to dance. Grab a partner if you can. Don't wake the babies up if the babies are asleep. Don't wake the babies up. You know, you don't want to wake the babies up, but I want you guys to dance. This is one of my favorite songs. I love this song, and it speaks so true. It speaks so true to what we're going to be doing, to what we're going to be doing tonight. All right, so here we go. Oh, yes. This is one of my favorite songs. I'll take you there.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No. Lying to the
I'll take you there.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue. It's Sunday night. It's April 1st, otherwise known as April Fool's Day. And when you begin to think about April Fool's Day, and I can tell you guys this about the Know Your Magic audio workbook, the number one card is the Know Your Magic card, which is actually symbolic if we were to cross-reference that and think about it with the traditional tarot deck. It really would fall under the major arcanas, and that's going to be sort of representing the Fool. And so tonight, because tonight is about that journey, it's about that journey of the Fool. This is really about ideas, it's about thoughts, it's about spirituality. You know, it's about really rising above those normal things. It's about awakening things, you know. It's about seeking to be awakened. It's about opening yourself up to something new, you know, when you begin to take that journey or to go on this path, you know. It really is about taking this position, you know, of really coming in this place of really innocence, almost in an innocent sort of way, not knowing what's ahead, sort of kind of being in the mystery. And that's what we're talking about here. This is a lot, this is not a lot of what this is. It can be interpreted a lot of different ways, but tonight I'm going to challenge you to really interpret this as really beginning to do something new, you know, do something different, to be in the mystery and begin to move past that. So we're going to get ready to take a journey. I wanted to play I'll Take You There by Staple Singers and the Pops because this is kind of the place that we're going to. So first I want you guys to begin to get yourself in a place where you're comfortable. Where you're comfortable, where you can relax, where you don't have distractions, and you can begin to just take this journey. So take a few moments, kind of get yourself in that position to be relaxed. I'm going to kind of give you some instructions as we get ready to go in, and then when we come back out, we're going to talk about what happens after we go out. Tonight is about the new book of life. And you're going to begin to see and understand what that is. But we have to go to a very special place, a place that I've actually created for you guys. And I created this place in the astral realm. And so we're going to be taking this trip in the astral realm. It's already set up for you. It's been there for quite a while. And so now you're going to get a chance to experience it. And even though this place has been created, I didn't really go around other than to do what I needed to do there. So this will be your opportunity to go in this particular place and really enjoy yourself as well. So for those of you who are ready to take this journey, we're going to begin. Just sit back and relax. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. You're going to breathe in and out of your mouth, nice and slow. Breathing in and out, nice and slow. That's it. You know, releasing any tension that you might feel in your feet, any tension in your ankles, any tension in your legs, and any tension that's in your body, any tension that's in your body. Just keep breathing in and out, nice and slow, and relaxing. Yes. That's it. Just keep relaxing. You're going to close your eyes. Now, once we begin, I'm going to have you guys meet me. And this is the place that I want you to just meet me at. You don't have to know anything else, but this is where I want you to go. Just keep breathing, relaxing in and out. I want you to meet me. There's a wooded area. And so as you're traveling, I want you, once you see the wooded area, there's going to be a road. You'll see some cars, and you're going to meet me on the sidewalk right there, and we're going to begin. Now, even though we know there's no such thing as time and space, know that the time that you're meeting me there is going to be 3 a.m. in the morning. So when you look outside, it's going to be very dark, and we're going to begin to take the journey, and the sun is going to begin to rise after we're there. So you'll be waiting there for a minute. So I want you to begin to get yourself there. We're moving past time as we speak. So right now it's 4 a.m. in the morning. So the sun is not up yet, but you can still sort of kind of see the darkness. We're coming into 5 a.m. Now we're up to about 5:30 a.m. And so you're meeting me at the wooded area. So let the journey begin. Ooh, I am so glad that you made it here. Now, I know it's kind of chilly and it's still a little dark because it's really early in the morning, but I promise you, by the time we begin to get on this journey, you'll see the sun will be up. It'll be nice and bright. So I know you're ready, and I'm ready too. So if you look down right in front of the tree, this huge tree right here standing in front of us, you will see a dirt path. All you have to do is sort of focus your eye. You'll be able to see a little bit of the sun coming up, shining through the woods. And it will shine right on the path. So we're going to follow this path straight through the woods, and it's going to take us exactly where we need to be. So let's get ready. You ready? Let's go. All right, here we go. I'm actually going to go ahead and lead the way since I've been here before. So just follow me, okay? If I'm moving too fast, just tell me to slow down a little bit, and I'll wait for you to catch up. But I know it's kind of cold, so let's get ready. That's it. Keep walking. Yeah, you're doing great. Let's keep walking. You're walking. Now, you'll notice as we continue on this path, the sun is getting brighter and brighter. And so you can even begin to see sort of like a little halo as it shines on the trees and we're walking. The path is getting brighter. Every single step that we take, it's getting warmer, and the path is getting brighter. So keep walking. Excellent. Now, we're almost to the edge here, and this is going to be important because we're going to talk about a couple of things before we actually get ready to enter into the town. If you look straight ahead, you can see where the opening of the woods is, and you can begin to see parts of the city right there, right in front of us. That's it. Keep walking. We're almost there. All right. Wonderful. Now that we're here, this is what I want to just share with you, because we're not going to be here long. I want you to begin to look around. Look around at this cosmic city. Because this city, if you notice, doesn't have any cars. There's no people here. There's no one here. The only people who is here is me and you. That's it. And no one else has come here yet. So you're the very first person on the planet, in the universe, to ever be in this city. So if you look over to the right, because this is important, look over, right over there to your right, you'll see a park. And if you notice, right there in front of the park, there's a bench. And right in front of the bench, there is a pond filled with beautiful water. If you look around in the city, you will see that the trees are nice and in full bloom. You see the beautiful flowers. They're filled with all the beautiful different colors. And all of the buildings here are very ancient, but they're very state-of-the-art. This is a brand new city. Everything that you can imagine exists here. So before we get ready to leave and go our separate ways, I want you to know that you did come here for a mission. And that mission that you came here for is to get the book. And you're going to know this very special book when you see it. You're going to know this book by the title. The title of this book is not going to be anything that you have ever seen before, you've ever read before, ever heard of before, or have any knowledge of. So you're going to know it when you see that book. Now, I do want to offer you a little bit of caution about this place. Know that everything exists here. so don't get distracted. Know that you came here to get this very special book, and feel free to look around. You can go into any building, any house, and any place that you want. You can even go over to the park and take a seat on the bench and wait. But we're not going to be here long, so I want you to just go and take a look around. Find your very special book. You will know it by the title. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to be waiting right here for you. And then we're going to leave and we're going to go back, okay? So, there you go. Explore, imagine, and go find that very special book. Go ahead. Don't be afraid to open up the door. Don't be afraid to walk in rooms, go upstairs, go into different buildings. You can go anywhere you like. Anywhere you like. Don't get distracted. Remember what you came here for. Okay, the sun is coming up and it is nice and bright. You can feel the heat of the sun everywhere. It is shining all over the city. So, it's almost time for us to leave. So, I want you to get your book and I'll be waiting for you. Excellent. I see you found your book. Okay. All right. Let's get ready to go. So now, we're going to walk our way back. And this time, I'm going to let you go in front of me. The sun is shining, so you can just follow the dirt road all the way through the woods, all the way through the trees, and just wait for me at the end as we travel back. Oh, make sure you hold on to your book. And one more thing before we get ready to walk into the woods. I want you to take a good look at the title of your book because you won't forget it. All right? So you have it? Excellent. I tell you what, I bet I'll race you. Let's see who can make it to the end first. You ready? Ready, set, go. Okay, excellent. Wow, that was so much fun. We definitely have to come back here again. So now, it's time for us to get ready to journey on back. I know you have your book. Let's get ready, okay? I'm going to count to three. And when I count to three, you're going to be back, fully awake, remembering the title of your book and everything that just happened. One, two, three. All right, everyone. Wow. All right, everyone. Now, this is what we're going to do. I want you to take a few moments. I want you to just reflect on the title of your book. Write that down somewhere. And then I want you to call in and I want you to begin to share this new thing, this new title, new thing that has never been seen, that has never been here, that you don't know anything about with us. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So I look forward to hearing you guys on the phone lines. Press 1 because we're going to go through the second part of this. We're not done. We're not done with this yet. Yeah. Well, even if you drop the book, it doesn't matter. You still got the title. So it's you had to go back for your book because you dropped it. You had to go back. Oh, I won the race. I won the race when we were running back. Okay. Oh, I see some titles in the room. I see some titles in the room that are amazing. I cannot wait to hear. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we can continue. And we're going to talk about what else comes with this. So not only did you just go pick this up, but I want you guys to call in. All right, so here we go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, joy, and happiness. This is Casanova, a woman's action figure from Baltimore City. How are you doing, Miss?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Casanova. And what is is the name of your book, Casanova?
It's not quite new because I've been a childhood fan of comic books. So if I don't know if you're into comic books, but my favorite, you know, book.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there because you were supposed to get something that has never been seen before. Hold on. Let me tell you so you can get your thoughts together because it's there for you. If you picked up a book, it is there for you. So I want you to think about this is not something you know. You know, so even though it may be a comic book, it is not a comic book you've read before because the title is what attracted you, not what's in it because you didn't look in the book. It's the title. So I promise you it's going to be a very divine gem in here if you could just hear this for me. So I want you to just take some time and I want you to think about that title that no one has seen. Don't compare it to anything else. I'm not asking whether it's a comic book, whether it's a magazine. I'm not asking you that. Just what is the title? What is the title?
I would say A Lover's Search.
Say it one more time for me.
A Lover's Search.
A Lover's Search. And here's the reason why, Casanova, I wanted you to tell me that. Is because this book that you went to go get, this particular book that is divinely there for you, this new book of light, it's almost like your thesis. It's like a thesis statement. You know, when I was in school, we had to write these thesis statements. This is your thesis for yourself. So this is really, we talked about this coming into this energy of a new. And so A Lover's Search. What Spirit is saying for you at this particular time, that this is your book. This is your very own divine book that is for you, that no one has never seen this book of A Lover's Search. And you can begin to write into your book, your new book of light, because this right now is what's coming up. Every area of your life has to do with the lover's search. And I want you to begin to think about that, the lover's search. This, the energy that came up for you is lightning power. So what is going to be your spark? what is going to be your magic? You see, this is why I stopped you. Your magic here is going to be for the lover's search. And this is right here. This energy is about signs and symbols and the divine language of Spirit communicating with you. And it's going to happen through this search of love for you. So begin to journal into this. Begin to journal into your book of life, whether it's your business, whether it's relationships. Know that the lover is on a search. That lover is you. That lover has a lot to do with you. This, Casanova, is your new story. Your new story is the lover's search. Okay?
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. I want to say something real quick before you know, let me go. I want to say thank you to Chief Montana. You know what I'm saying? Because Friday I was listening to the show, and, I mean, from the heart, I appreciate when he said that prayer because it's never I never heard of it. And it made me cry to a point. And I know some guys, like, you know, got to play the tough guy role, but sometimes we got to cry. It could be for joy. So I want to thank him for that.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, you know, that Indian, that Indian. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Passing over you.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go, Ms. Lou. I apologize.
No. I wasn't trying to cut you off. I didn't hear you. You kind of faded out for a minute. So I wanted to say that's beautiful. That's beautiful and powerful. And so that was sort of your DNA wakening up when you heard the chief, when you heard Chief Montana do his thing. That was him. And, you know, that whole...
So much love to him and his tribe as well, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got mad love for New Orleans, and I know what they're going through. And, you know, from the deepest of my heart, I hope that, you know what I'm saying, they're doing good and hope that, you know what I'm saying, it could be a, you know, a new life, a new day.
Yes. Well, the new life, the new day is also for you because, see, we all are New Orleans. We're all in that tribe with Chief Montana. So, yes, know that that was your new suit when you heard that. And so now you have your new story, A Lover's Search. So begin to write
Thank
on
you.
That. We'd love to hear what you come up with. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this y'all's boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. What's happening, Miss Blue?
Greetings to you, No Thing. And what is the title of your book?
My title is called The Art of Being No Thing and at the same time connected to all things.
Okay, The Art of Being No Thing, at the same time connected to all things. And so definitely, No Thing, the energy that came up with you when it comes to the art of being No Thing, still connected to all things, really, really is about the mystery of new start. And really what Spirit is saying and the message here for this new book for you, this new start for you, this new suit, is are you ready to make the necessary changes to embrace the new? Because knowledge and wisdom is going to be required of you at this time. So you're moving into the energy, you know? Nothing is the source. Everything comes from it. You see, so nothing is truly the source. Everything comes from the source. Everything comes from the source. You see?
True. Like the old saying, like they say, making something out of nothing.
That's right. Making something out of nothing, you see. But everything comes from the source, you see. So nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. So that's your new story. You see?
All right. Thank you there, Ms. Blue.
So you welcome. You keep writing in that. I would encourage you guys to write in your journals and begin to write your story. Thank you, No Thing. Peace and love to you. Beautiful. You guys brought back some amazing titles that's never been heard before. 337, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. This is Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings to you, Kendra from Louisiana. And what's the title of your book?
Kendra's Journey into Success, Wealth, and Happiness.
Kendra's Journey into Wealth, Success, and Happiness. Beautiful. You know, Kendra, what is so profound about us finding these books and seeing them is that they are designed exactly for you. In this, and everyone has their own story. This is what this whole reality has been based on. Everything that we can see, we can imagine, is based on this. And so one of the things that Spirit brings up with your new story, with your new book, is an opportunity for you to know that all qualities and virtues are needed at this time. And so it's time for you to begin to use cosmic energy to spark your inner light, you know, because we are connected. We are connected to it. We are connected to this. So this is Kendra's journey is all about, this is about growth, it's about inner journeys, and it's about continuously learning. So write in your new book. You know, begin to
can
feel
I ask
the
you a
taste.
Question,
it. Yes, you sure can.
Well, you know, I remember I was telling you about a job I got. I just want to know, will everything be all right? Because I just feel like everybody's telling me things, and what I feel is like I'm all right, even though I'm living day to day, but I just feel all right with this company I'm in, with the people I'm working with. Everybody's saying it's a scam, and I don't think that. And I just want to know, will everything be all right?
Well, two things. The first thing, when you say you feel that everything is going to be all right, that's good. That's good for you to feel, you know, that everything is going to be all right. But I can tell you the fact that you asked the question means that there is a doubt that everything is going to be all right. But that's okay, because what you're supposed to do is first take your feelings that you feel, and then you have to know. So what this is telling you at this particular time, it's time for you to move from feeling that everything is going to be all right and knowing that everything is going to be all right. And so Spirit says that's the place that you have to be with this. But everything is going to turn itself out, and it is going to be all right.
I know.
So take your feeling and know that. But see, you have to do a little bit more work than just knowing it. So now you got to put the action into knowing it's going to be all right, because that requires the work. So this new book that you picked up, this is the book that you begin to know in. And this is where you begin to write out those things that you know is going to be all right for Kendra. You write it in your new book. This is where you begin to write this.
Okay.
You see.
Thank you for that. And Ms.
All
Luke,
right.
Every time you talk to me, I go to work and I just make buku money. The last time you like $100 that time, I just want to tell you, you've been motivating me to really thank you. All right.
Oh, well, beautiful. I'm glad I could be that inspiration to you. So just get into that place of knowing. Know that this is a new time for you. It's time for a new suit. And it's really about growth. It's about that inner journey. And it's about you to continuously keep learning. So beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Sheena from Montgomery, Alabama. How
greetings.
Are you?
I'm great, Sheena. How are you?
I'm wonderful. The book that I got, and it was glowing, by the way, when I picked it up, like a golden color.
Uh-huh.
And when I picked it up, the title, it said Sheena's Book of Light. And I was like, well, that's not very original because that's the name of the show, but that's what kept coming up, the Book of Light.
Okay. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Well, the energy that came up for you, and I'm actually pulling cards from the Know Your Magic deck as well, too, is the energy of Het Heru. Which this is about joy, it's about sex, and it's about the power of divine. And so this is about transformation and about pure feminine energy. And that speaks to who you are. It speaks to who you are. So this is your book of light. This is where you begin to affirm those things. All of those things, when you begin to trust that energy that was within yourself, when you begin to tap into sort of what we call the kundalini energy or that life force energy or that joy, or connect yourself with the divine energy, which is connected with the higher part of yourself, write those things in your book. Begin to affirm them. And when you have those times where you're thinking, is this the right thing to do? Should I do this? Or maybe is this a good time for me to make these decisions? Begin to look into your book of light. Begin to look into it and begin to read those pages, because this is the new journey for you. The new journey for you going forward,
yeah.
Starting on April the 1st. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and you're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew that Het Heru, her energy was coming through because it was just so many, like the birds. Like, I had to look up because birds were just flying at me, like, in the like, you know, I would see pictures of, like, eagles, and I looked it up. I believe you told me, I heard on the show that was her energy, like the eagle was hit Haru. So, yeah, the birds, they're just coming at me. Mm-hmm. And I figured that's what it was, so I put up an altar.
Okay, beautiful. Well, Haru and Head Haru both connected with that energy. And another thing I want you to take a look, because this book of light is coming up for you, is also just a reminder to keep things light on yourself too, you know, not take things so heavy. You know, don't take on so much of a burden. And when we think about that, even the bird is associated with that, because that's where the burden lies. So not have so much of the burden, you see. Not so much burden. Yes. Yes. So beautiful, beautiful. And let me know as well, too. All right?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love to you. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Ann, and I'm calling out of West Palm, Florida.
Okay. Greetings, Ann. Tell us the name of your book.
The name of my book was called Love Thyself.
Love Thyself. Powerful. Love Thyself. Love Thyself. And, you know, this is really, really an amazing book, Love Thyself. And it really is about dreams. It's about creating those dreams. It's about the quest. It's about spirit. And it's about understanding. And so the number one thing that spirit is telling you, and with your particular book that you're going to begin to write on about yourself, is really to begin to focus on and loving yourself. Focus on you. So the things that are going to go in this book is how you love you. That's what you're going to begin to write. This is your new story. This is the new book of light. It's going to be about you loving yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Beautiful.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for calling in. It's time, Anne, for you to begin to invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Love yourself. Invest in yourself. You're worth it. You're worth it. That's the book you brought back. Of all the things you could have brought back, you brought back that. Because this is you saying the greatest love of all is for you to love yourself, to love yourself, invest in yourself, do things for yourself. You're definitely worth it.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Beautiful, beautiful, you guys, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 240. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, I think that's me.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea.
I'm calling from a different number, and I totally forgot the number, so yes.
Okay. All right, you want to tell us the name of your book?
Yes, but here's the deal. It's not, well, I don't want to say it's not new, but it's no one's seen it. I haven't even seen it because it's not done, but it's my book. It's Blue Strawberries.
That's Blue Strawberries. There you go. Blue Strawberries. Love that.
Book.
There you go. It is your book. The only person that could see it is you. And so this, when you think about it, Blue Strawberries, this really, the energy that comes up around this is about wisdom. You know, it's about wisdom. This is really the time for you to begin to use discernment. It's about sensitivity. It's about true visions and being receptive. So in your book of Blue Strawberries, begin to write that. When we think about the color blue, we think about those things as it relates to spirituality, as it relates to those things of, you know, faith and truth. Blue is about truth. The color blue is about truth. And then we begin to think about strawberries, you know, about just the fruit of strawberries and just how many daylight hours, how much sun it takes to go into a strawberry, you know, just to be able to form a strawberry. So this is about you having a true vision. Just like if you were to look at a blue strawberry, think about how much light, how much work, how much wisdom would have to go into that in order for you to produce a blue strawberry. So have a true vision. Use discernment in everything that you're doing in your life, in your professional life, you know, in your spiritual work, when it comes to your personal connections, and when it comes to even how you communicate with yourself. Use that wisdom because you have it. And know that each time that you're doing that, you're producing a blue strawberry. And begin to write on those pages, write in that book of the blue strawberry.
All right.
All right. Peace and love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right. Oh, these are some great. Oh, you guys brought back so much greatness. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, Ma Blue. This is Bretta calling you from South Carolina.
Oh, greetings, Bretta. How are you? What is the title of your book you brought back?
Well, the book, it seems very indicative of who I am. It's called The Richest Bitch in Babylon.
All right. Well, let me tell you about that, because what came up for you is the sacral chakra. And I just kind of want to give you some takes on that. And this really is about the expression of passion. It's about having that expression of passion while keeping an emotional balance and keeping all things flowing together. So it's so perfect. You see, it's about creativity, which you have tons of that. It's about sexual healing, and it's about allowing your emotions to flow and keeping them in balance with your passion while expressing your passion.
Wow, so, very accurate.
Yes. So I definitely want you to continue to write into that. Very powerful title, very powerful book, and begin to write in those pages. You know, put those things in your book, because that's what we're truly doing here tonight. We're starting anew. This is a new time for us. And so this is your new story. This is the new story for you, is to begin to write into that book and write those powerful words that are coming through you, all of your knowledge and your wisdom, while keeping those things balanced. This is going to help you keep those emotional things balanced by expressing your passion. So keep expressing your passion and put that passion in your book. And this is going to help not only yourself, but it's going to help others as well, too, as they begin to read, you know, from this very powerful book that you write. You know, think of it, think of a cake being very rich. You know how sometimes you eat a cake and it's just so rich because it's just got all of these flavors in it. So this is the same thing with your story. You're mixing all of these powerful ingredients together, and you're going to come out with a very rich product, very rich. So thank you for sharing that.
Very nice. Thank you, Ma Blue, and have a good evening.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Okay.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Oh, wait a minute. I got the wrong caller. 773. You're live in the remix. Please
up,
tell
Blue?
Us who you are.
Can you hear me, Blue?
I can hear you now. Who's on the line, please?
Yeah, this is Reg. I'm calling from Chicago.
All right, Reg. And tell us the title of your book.
Well, I didn't really get a title. I got like a red book that's got some gold trimming of like an Atom sun disc on it. And I got like a lady, like a goddess holding the ankh with a crocodile head.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what I'll tell you. What came up for you was Know Your Magic. You were to get a title, from the book. And if you didn't get a title, that's fine, because I'm going to interpret it to you energetically on what comes up for you. And this
well,
is about
the title? The title was kind of generic. It was like the Book of Light, you know, but it was based off the show, so I kind of disregarded it.
Well, you know, two things. Sometimes that does happen. And one of the things that this is, I can tell you this, is it has a lot to do with pushing yourself forward. And for some of us, that can be challenging. So, you know, what I would encourage you to do if you want to get another title, because obviously, like you said, this is the title of the show, is to go back and you can do that again. But I want you to begin to think about red. Red has a lot to do with that energy of set, of fire. It has to do with that energy of pushing things up. Thinking about the crocodile, you said, the crocodile head. This is about being locked up, a part of you being locked up. You know, sort of that goddess is that feminine energy trying to rise within you. We can look at that part as being magic, you know, this energy. So what Spirit is saying at this particular time is that it reminds you that you possess all of the tools to guide and direct you in your life, that you have those keys that are there for you. So that is the energy that came out. You have those keys. This is your new story. So whether you want to call it the Book of Light or if you want to get another title for that, you know, this is really an opportunity for you to find yourself. This is what Spirit is saying. This is why you don't have a title. So right now, this book title is acting as a John Doe to you. You have to begin to put your signature on it. So this is what you're doing. You're trying to know your magic. You're trying to get into that energy. You're trying to move yourself into the place so that you know that you possess the tools to guide you in the right direction in your life, that direction where you're trying to go from a higher perspective and not being locked out, you know, the crocodile. You know, this is about dialing, trying to unlock the code. So you're trying to know your magic at this particular time. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can agree with that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that. Peace and love to you.
All right, boo, please.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 904, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, Ms.
And
Blue?
Turn your...
This is the iGuard.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can,
hello?
But if you have me on speakerphone or you have the computer speakers on, turn them off because we're getting feedback.
All right. You getting feedback from me right now?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm like outside.
Okay, you're outside. Are you on an earpiece? A Bluetooth?
No, it's a regular phone. I'm gonna try to go back in the house.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Is that a little bit better? No.
We'll see. We'll work
no?
through it. We'll work through it.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. This is iGuard 904. What's up, Room? What's up, Miss Blue?
Yes,
Remix
yes,
family.
Yes.
S-star,
the
all
title
y'all
of your book?
Said the title of my book is Sam and the Bee. It was a blue book. It had like a silver. You know how they have the gold trimming on some of the top of the books? Well, this one has silver on the top. And have like a B embossed on it, and it wasn't like a hieroglyphic B or nothing like that. It looked like a cartoon B, like a cute little B. She had eyelashes. So
You said the B had eyelashes.
Yeah, it was
oh,
a cute little B on the cover, and the title was written kind of like almost like a cartoony kind of font, but the book was thick, like it was a scroll. You know, the leather embossed cover with the big ridges on the, it was big, like an old school Bible.
Beautiful. Well, here's a couple of things that I want to talk about first. Sam is really the son of Hercules, And then B is really representing as the being, as you, as the being. So the Sam of Hercules. And what Spirit is saying at this time is, this has a lot to do with, and I want you to begin to think about this, of the root chakra. And what Spirit is saying, that it is time to evaluate your foundation and to get back to the basics, you know, about things of your human nature. You know, I want you to think about the Son of Hercules, honoring your body and getting yourself grounded. You know, the B is about tapping into that energy of the being, you know, beginning to rise and rise yourself up. Yes.
Wow. That's good, Miss Blue. That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. So write. That's your new story. Write in that book. Write in that book. Powerful.
I definitely will.
Powerful. All right. Peace and love.
All right. It's real peace.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, you guys have such great, great things you brought back. Calling in from area code 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Griff from Atlanta. How you doing, Miss Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Griff?
I'm all right. I can't complain.
Okay, well, what book title did you bring back?
Life Courses.
Life Courses?
Yeah, Life Courses. It was big, just like the book the last caller described. I had a big one, and it was like a lot of courses to go through in life, I guess, you know, I'm taking from it, but it was brown and gold. But yeah,
very powerful. You know, brown is that color that has a lot to do with foundations. It has a lot to do with home. It has a lot to do with grounding. And then that gold, you know, that's the color, definitely the color of alchemy. When we think about gold, it's the color that has been transformed itself, you know. And, you know, the title of the book, say the title one more time for me, Griff.
Life Courses.
Yes, Life Courses. So yes, Life Courses is about the class. It's about it's about having sort of these live feelings. It's about live feelings. It's about being in the now. This is what Spirit is saying. This book is about you being in the now. And the energy that comes up for you right now is Asar. It has a lot to do with Asar, the god Asar, and which is really Asar, you know, Osiris as his Greek name, but Asar, staying true to his name, really reminds you of spoken words and how powerful they are. And so speaking the language of wisdom and magic, begin to speak that in your life at this time, because it's about you being live and in concert. You know, you're live. Griff is live right now. You're live. You know, you're live. You're in concert. It's happening for you now. So it's really about you really putting that energy, that Osiris energy, bringing it online, which is very live, you know, and really about those sacred words and knowledge. And it's about also being the magician, you know, speaking those things, you know. So know that you're live in concert. You know, the course, I want you to think about this. You know, when we think about something being coarse, it can be rough, you know, rough as sandpaper. So what Spirit is also saying, don't be so rough, you know, don't be so coarse, you know, don't be so coarse.
On myself.
On yourself, on everyone, you know, be fine, yeah. You know, yeah. Be fine. You know, you like to be fine.
Yeah, I do. I do be the sandpaper sometimes too on a lot of stuff.
Yes. So that's what you
You woke me up with that one.
Yes, so be fine, you know, because you're live and in concert. It's time for you to your light to come out, you know. So begin to write. This is your new story for you, Griff. So this is your new story. You can begin to take your time, you know, you can begin to live your feelings and make sure you stay present in the now, you know.
Reading that book right now too, Ms. Powell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much. Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Peace and love to you, Griff. Peace and love. Right. Oh, wow. You guys do know that these titles are coming from your soul, right? This is coming from your soul. Oh, I'm so excited about this. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 704. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey now, Miss Blue. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Felicia.
Greetings to you, Felicia. And Felicia, you want to tell us the name of the book that you brought back?
Yeah, it was called Enoch and Fairies.
I like that. I really, really like that. That's beautiful. All right, so the fairies are coming up. So two things I want to tell you before we get into this. I thought I heard it. I'm going to wait for a second. But we'll keep going. We'll keep going. The other thing I want to tell you is what comes up, that what Spirit is saying, is really in this book that you're writing, in this book, it really is about the connection between your mind, your body, and your soul. And know that all of these things must be in balance in order for you to experience the unconditional love. And so when we begin to think about the fairy kingdom and think about sort of what the fairies represent and how we can begin to transcend ourselves through space and time, because fairies move through space and time.
Mm-hmm.
And they travel to different places and they travel to different worlds, and I did hear it. So let me tell you this. Please make sure you change the battery in your smoke detector. It's a past life thing. So I couldn't move past that. I didn't know if I heard it from somewhere
else.
You did hear it. Yes, okay. So I did hear it. So that's what kind of got me a minute, because it's a past life thing with fire. But make sure you change the battery. And I want you to think about the Enoch thing. The Enoch thing is about energy knock. It's about your energy knocking at you, you know. It's the energy. It's knocking. It's calling your attention. The energy. Find that energy within yourself, you know. It's trying to get out. That energy is knocking at you saying, Felicia, we need to get out. We got this energy. Let us out.
Mm-hmm.
The fairy is going to be the path that you travel to get that energy out. The fairies are going to be the path that you take to get that energy out. But the Enoch is your energy is knocking at you saying, we need to get out. So begin to write in the pages of your book, of your new story. This new story is about you releasing your energy. Do some studies. I know you have with the fairy kingdom. Continue to work with them, you know, work with those, you know. It's about your energy. It's about the inner God, goddess that's within you. The energy.
I got it.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and make sure you change that battery. Peace and love to you.
Thank you. We got to get a ladder and get up there. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All you guys have some amazing titles. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 210. You're live in the room. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas. My name is Jeanette.
All right. Greetings to you, Jeanette.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Greetings to you also. And my book I brought back is called Let's Do the Dang Thing.
Let's Do the Dang Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's Do the Dang Thing. I really like that. I love that. Let's do the dang thing. Well, you know, doing the dang thing is definitely it. Doing it is it about. And really, the energy that came up for you as it relates to sort of what your soul is speaking is the energy of the goddess Sekhmet. And this is really just spirit reminding you to push through all blocks and obstacles and to stand in the fire. You know, this is really the time of purification. It's about cleansing of the mind, the body, the heart for truth and higher consciousness. So you're right on it. Let's do the dang thing. This is what your soul is saying. You know, it's time for you to begin to dare yourself, you know, to dare yourself to go forward. You know, that fire is the passion and the drive. So let's do the dang thing. The goddess Sekhmet is riding there right with you. And it's about survival. It's about strength. And it's also about your energy work. So, you know, I double dare you. I double dare you to do the dang thing.
Yeah,
you know?
You are right on it.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, this is so amazing. So I thank you so much for calling in. Oh, I love that. I cannot wait to hear what you write in your new story. Let's do the dang thing.
Yeah. And thank you so much, because you were right on it, I'm telling you.
Well, peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, you guys, this is so powerful. So powerful. I am certainly enjoying the share tonight. I also want you guys to know that I am channeling the modern Doctor Who because and definitely you guys will get a chance and opportunity. He'll be coming on a show soon. And really just I can't even say enough about the magic of words and understanding that. So we're live here in the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Call in so you can tell us what book you brought back. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and turn your computer speakers down.
Hello, how are you doing? My name is Carrie. How you doing, Ms. Blues? First time listener, first time caller.
Okay, beautiful. Good to have you in the house. What was your name again?
Carrie.
Carrie. Good to have you in the house, Carrie. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Okay, what part of New York?
Queens, New York.
Oh, you in Queens. Okay, all right. So here we go.
My wife and I actually did the exercise together. She actually put me on to... put me on to, you know, who you are and, you know, what you do. And it was interesting.
Beautiful, beautiful. So what titles did you guys come up with?
Well, she had her own title. My title, when we were walking through the road, I saw a book on the floor, and it was beige with brown lettering, and it said Distractions. And it was kind of turned. Yeah, it was turned diagonal. And I actually didn't see the title until actually we came back from the journey, and I revisited the journey, and I saw it. I didn't pick up the book. I just passed it on the road.
Right.
And that was it.
Okay, beautiful. Let's talk about that. Very powerful, Distractions. The energy that came up for you has a lot to do with the goddess Mayat. And this is really inviting you to have changes. You know, to bring changes into your life, to incorporate more changes, to bring about a sense of balance. And what's going to be key for you at this time is going to be cooperation, you know, to really begin to do that first with yourself, you know. Pay attention to the signs, you know. Remember, at this particular time, you're a scientist. You know, this is what we like to say here. Pay attention to the signs. So the distraction is not looking at the signs. It's almost like driving when you see the signs and you miss the sign that says, okay, you got to stop up ahead, and you run past the stop sign. So this is spirit telling you to pay attention to the signs. The goddess Mayat is there. She's about transformation. She's about balance, and she's also about intuition. So it's about paying attention to the signs. So begin to write into your book, your new story. It's really from this moment to be conscious at a different level. It means to think and it means to feel. It means don't move on set times. You know how you may say, well, I'm going to go to the store at 8 o'clock. Don't move on a set time. You know, sometimes let things manifest themselves. Because what happens is, and this is going to be very key for you, Carrie, it's a setup. And I want you to hear those words. Don't move on set times because it's a setup.
Hmm. Gotcha.
That's the setup. That's the setup. So begin to write in your book of life, about those things with yourself as it relates to you tapping into your own intuition, you know, your own intuition. When is it telling you to go to the store, you know? What
right.
time is telling you to go? You know, begin to feel that within yourself and not have someone else give you a time or you set a time, because that's the setup.
Got you.
Very powerful.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. My wife is here smiling.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. Okay. Beautiful. And I would love to hear her title of what she came up. And it was so nice to have you call in. First time caller calling in from New York. There
Thank you
go. From Queens, New York. So peace and love to you. Let me speak with your wife. Okay.
Sure. No problem.
Good evening, Miss Blue. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good evening. Who's on the line, please?
This is Michelle calling from Queens, New York.
All right. Greetings, Michelle.
My title was I Am. And actually, hello? Mm-hmm.
You said I Am?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
And it seemed like the book floated to me in my hand.
The I am. Well, here is the thing that came up for you. Actually, the energy that came up for you, and I'm pulling from the Know Your Magic audio. I keep wanting to say audio workbook, but from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, is Sister Munya. And Sister Munya reminds you to sit quietly, focus on what part of your life you need some assistance. You know, begin to think about those different parts of your life that you need assistance in and call upon your willpower and independence and have that begin to move you forward.
Okay.
This is about your birthright and it's about focus. So your book title that your soul is saying, I am, this is about you knowing who you are.
Yes.
Knowing who you are. So some of the things you can begin to write into your new book, your new story, is I am. Start your statements out that way. I am wonderful. I am a wife. I am what? Affirm those things in your life that you are. And remember, it's your birthright. It is your birthright.
Okay.
And for you have to begin to stop premeditating. There's a difference between meditation and premeditating. You know, even when we think on a legal situation, that's why you get so much time for premeditating something.
Okay.
You know, because that's not actually meditating.
Wow.
So don't have that thought. Don't premeditate. You know, just meditate. Trust yourself, you see? Trust yourself, going in with no expectation, no premeditation, just meditating.
Thank
Take
you,
your birth.
Brother.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, beautiful. You guys have brought back some amazing soul titles. Let's go. We are live in the remix, everyone. I still see all the callers there. Don't worry, we're going to get to all of you. Calling in from area code 215, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Capricorn. Am I on?
Yes, you are, Capricorn.
Hi. The title of my book is The Book of Promises, and it's glowing fluorescent white.
The Book of Promises. Beautiful. I love that. The Book of Promises. Now, the Book of Promises, here's the energy that comes up for you. The Book of Promises. Oh, I love that. I love that, actually. is Zulu Union, you know? This is about freedom. It's about obsessions, and it's about surrendering. This is all about the Book of Titles, you know, when we begin to think about this. This is about keeping your word in relationships. Keeping your word in relationships. You know, think about those relationships where the word has either been broken with you or you've broken the word in the relationship, you know. It's about really beginning to recognize, to have the freedom to really truly express yourself. It's really about the energy of partnerships, you know, with passion. And it's about letting go to express the whole union. So the promise. The promises, and first I want you to think about this. I want you to think about those promises you've made to yourself. Because in order for us to have others keep promises to us, we can't break promises we made to ourselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what happens is we're so in awe about people breaking promises to us, when the truth is that we've broken so many promises that we've made to ourselves. So this Book of Promises is about you really getting into your Zulu Union, you know, which is about freedom. It really is about freedom. It is about you having sort of this partnership with passion, you know, with the true passion coming from the place of the fourth chakra of the heart and not breaking those promises. So all of those promises that you've kept to yourself, begin to write them in your book. This is your new story for you to keep every promise you make to yourself. So whatever that is, if you say that, hey, I'm going to take some time to just really do some me time, keep that promise to yourself. I'm going to take some time and invest in me. Take that time for yourself. Whatever those promises is that you make with yourself, keep those promises. And then you'll see those promises, they're going to show up so much in your life that people are going to start coming back and say, oh, girl, you remember I made that promise I told you I was going to do? I know you thought I forgot, but I'm right here to keep this promise for you. It has no other choice but to return itself.
Okay. Because I'm in a partnership right now, too.
Yes. Beautiful. So think about those partnerships. Think about the Zulu Union. You know, this is the time for you to have that energy, to bring in that energy of partnership with passion and letting go. Just let go. You know, not have these obsessions about, sometimes we can have obsessions with calling out what's wrong with each other. Like, oh, you did this and you did this and you said you was going to do this and why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? We get obsessed with going tit for tat with each other.
Yeah, that happens recently.
Yeah. So this is always so real. This is so divine, why I love it. So Spirit is saying, let that go. And then you'll be able to have the freedom in the union to express it in its true form. Surrender to it. You don't need it, because now you have your Book of Promises that you can begin to write in, all of these promises that you've kept to yourself. So that's a good place to start. Next time you want to call out a promise that was broken to you, think about one you broke to yourself first.
Okay.
And then it's going to be easy to let it go.
Okay, so just let the partnership be.
You're going to let the partnership be by expressing it with passion, and you're going to let go of the obsession of going tit for tat. Surrender to that. You're going to let that go. And this is when the partnership is going to grow with that freedom. See, when you begin to put all these restraints on there, but you said this, and we were supposed to do this. When you do that, that's when you have moved into the energy of obsessions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
So there you go. Begin to really keep the promise. Think about it this way. Like a promise ring is a symbol, you know, of a commitment. So be committed to yourself first and be committed to your partnerships and your relationships. So that's the promise. That's the promise.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Peace. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell me. 317?
Hello?
317. Yes, greetings, 317. You okay? You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling.
This is Greg from Indianapolis.
Okay, greetings to you, Greg. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing fine, Miss Blue. I'm G-Man52 in the chat room.
Are you? Okay, you're G-Man52. Okay. You want to tell us the title of your book you brought back?
Yes, it's G-Man's Magic and Mysteries of the Occult.
Ah, G-Man. Excuse me, G-Man's Magic and Mysteries of the Occult. I love that, G-Man. I love that. Let's take a look here and see what energy came up for you. What actually came up is the goddess Mawu. And I'm getting some feedback, so I don't know if you got me on speaker, earpiece, or...
I'll take it off speaker.
Okay, yeah.
Is that better?
Thank you. Yes, that is so much better. Thank you so much. So this is about the goddess Mawu that really reminds you that authentic creativity is the way to enlightenment. And so now is really your time for prosperity, you know?
Okay.
So this is really about Mawu nurturing, you know? She carries that energy of the Mother Earth goddess. She's about abundance. And she's also about seeds of intentions, you know? So when you begin to think about your mystery, because this is a time that we're really, really learning, is when we're in the mystery. Think about those times in your life when you're in the mystery. You know, what are some of the things you're feeling? You know, what's going on for you at those particular times when you're in the mystery? And then begin to think about those times of the occult. What does that really mean? It means that which is hidden, you know, that which cannot be seen. So this is about you really tapping into that energy of your higher self, you know, the true part of G-Man, you know, the part of G-Man that people don't get to see, you know, the part of G-Man that people don't know, you know? Yeah,
okay.
Miss Blue can tap into a little bit of that side. Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. He don't call himself G-Man for nothing, y'all. But anyway, I'm just saying that is the part of you that your soul is saying, begin to come from that part to express yourself. The mystery. These are your lessons, lessons you've learned that have turned into wisdom for you. These hidden things, things that you could not see at the beginning, that they ended up manifesting themselves. You know, begin to write these things. Your soul is calling out for you in this time. The goddess Mawu is there. She's the goddess of abundance. She's a South African goddess, and she's very nurturing and loving. And so abundance, this is where your richness in your life is going to come from in this particular area.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
That's right on.
Yes, well, you'll have to let us know how that goes as you begin to just kind of begin to keep writing in there. So good to hear from you, G-Man.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Wood.
All right.
Peace.
You're welcome. All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, we're still taking calls here, and we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code. Let's see. Is it area code 647? 647, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 647? Six, four, seven. Okay, well, maybe they cannot hear. Okay, we'll come back to 647. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, is that me?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Kendra. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, greetings, Kendra, from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. Greetings. Okay, Kendra. All right, you want to tell us your book that you got?
Yeah, my book was called Kashasa, The Book of Soul.
The Book of Soul. You said souls or soul?
It was called Kashasa, The Book of Soul, S-O-U-L.
Okay, The Book of Soul. Interesting. Very interesting name there. Let's see what energy comes up for you. What comes up for you here, we're going to take a look, is going to be, this has a lot to do with the energy of joy. This has a lot to do with joy. And I want you to spell that name for me, Kashasa, as you've seen it.
K-A-S-H-A-S-A.
Ah, K-A-S-H-A-S-A?
Yes.
Okay. This is about joy. I wanna talk to you about the joy in your life and the Book of Soul. Anytime joy comes up, it's about abundance. It has a lot to do with abundance. Abundance in your life, you know, it's about joyful activity, you know, this is about, it's about life. It's about living in that moment. And so you coming up, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Kashasa has a lot to do with purpose. It has a lot to do with purpose. And I want you to think about this. If we just look at this particular word, you have quite a few A's in there. This is about your soul's purpose. I can't even talk. It's about your soul purpose. And I want you to think about these A's. You know, typically when we say the A's, like A is one of those first letters. And this has a lot to do with schooling, learning. It's about your soul's purpose. It's about understanding what your purpose is. The letter A is associated with schooling, you know, the best, you know, to be first rate. So this is about you really tapping into the energy of knowing your purpose. And what's happening right now is that you need to stop asking why. Because you're constantly asking why. And know to be in that place of joy, to be in that place of abundance, to recognize that you have everything that you need. Everything that you need is there for you at this time. So as you begin to write your new story, to write the Kashasa soul, you know, note that your soul will provide for you what you need. Your soul is going to provide that for you. It's going to be there for you. And so even if you're in school, which we think of life, this is a school, you don't have to strive to be the best. You don't have to fight to be first rate. Know that you're good enough. Know that everything that you have is already good enough. Nothing else is required from you. You are already perfect and exact, and there's nothing about you that needs to be changed.
Okay. Thank you, Ms.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love to you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, you guys have some great titles. It's calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Keisha from Detroit.
Okay. Greetings, Keisha from Detroit. You want to tell us the name of the book you brought back?
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time. Isn't that a song, Keisha?
It may be, but that's what popped up.
I know. I'm teasing. One day at a time. So the energy that came up for you, let's take a look at this. It has a lot to do with Miss Blue, actually, because I'm in the Oracle deck. Miss Blue came up. And Miss Blue is all about preparation, about intention, and about sacred rituals. You know, it's about sacred rituals. It's time for you to get a new suit. I want you to think about, I'm sorry, you guys, my phone is going off. It's time for you to get a new suit. I want you to think about a dragonfly. And I don't know if you're familiar with the story of a dragonfly, but did you know that a dragonfly only lives one day? Did you know
that? I didn't think about it. I probably heard it, but.
Yeah, a dragonfly only lives one day. And so the title of your book is One Day at a Time. One day at a time. A dragonfly, that is the day. That's the day to shine. That's the day to do what you got to do, because that's it. When that day is over, that's it. It's done. So it's about really sort of kind of living in the moment. You know, it is about your intention. It is about having those sacred rituals. It is about you taking time to make those preparations for yourself. It's about the proper planning. So taking one day at a time, the proper planning, you know, with that, you can achieve anything in your life, you know. Really having, doing things that you enjoy doing, and then you'll have enough energy to carry them through, you know? Live every single day like the dragonfly, like it's your last. This is the one day at a time. Live every day like this is it. Live it like that. But do it with preparation. Do it with intention. And also set up those things of sacred ritual. And this is how you're going to be able to get the fullness out of your life at this time.
Okay.
All right. Did that help?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in. I'd love to see those stories that you're writing in your new book, From Your Soul Level, One Day at a Time. One day at a time. So be in the moment. Live in the moment. And be able to recognize all those things of abundance that you have around you, because it is so much love and joy. And get outside and get some sunlight. Make sure you get outside. Yes. You're spending too much time inside. Get outside. I can see it.
That's all about right.
Yes. And when you tonight, when you go to bed, if you can, open up some of the windows in your house. So the sun, not the windows, but the blinds, open them up so the sun can wake you up. You need to get outside. You need to get into it. You need to do that. You know, be the dragonfly. You know, get outside. And get some sunlight. And then I want you to email me or come back on and let us know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Okay.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like 403. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is That's What's Up, and I am calling from Calgary, Canada.
All right, That's What's Up. What's the title of the book you brought back?
The title of the book that I brought back was KIM, and it stands for Keep It Moving. And did you want to know how I got the book? Because other people are telling you that.
You can tell us how you got your book. You mean like when we got to the city where you found your book at?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can tell us that. You sure can.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, a beautiful girl handed it to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find your book?
Oh, in the city. Obviously.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, you found your book. Oh, I thought you was going, you know, That's What's Up. I thought you was going to tell me a story.
I usually go on those rants, but I think we got the timing now with me and you on the phone, so I usually try to find the timing. But now this seems to be this is my third call, so now I'm able to converse with you in a rhythmic way, so I appreciate that.
Okay. How else could you converse? How else?
Exactly.
All right. Well, here is one of the things I want you to take a look at. We're talking about new stories here tonight, and we're talking about just this opportunity to do this, to have a new suit, you know, as it came out of the last show. And what Spirit is saying right now is that this is about that you can trust that pure love is going to manifest for you. Pure love. Pure love. You know, this is really about pure love. And the title of your book that says Keep It Moving, it's Keep It Moving. It's about you to stop taking breaks. Stop taking breaks just for the sake of taking a break. You know, really begin to tap into that energy and get into your work of higher knowing and be inspired by different signs and symbols and omens that are going on. But stop taking so many breaks, because I see that there's a lot of breaks that are there. When you get comfortable in your relationships, you stop. You stop doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stop. I guess the word is you stop performing. You stop giving out that love. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense for sure. And well, actually, to be even more clear, it makes sense, and it actually guides me in the right and positive direction, because this was one of those situations where I was on the fence. So thank you.
Oh, okay. Yes, and you know, because what happens with you, you tend to get bored with things very easily.
That's
you know.
Very true.
You get bored. And so know that you're in the time that love is beginning. So this is the time for you to begin to tap into this energy and begin to move into this energy. You know, think about your book. Keep it moving. You know, keep the love moving. Keep it moving. You know, in all areas of your life. Keep the love moving for higher knowledge. Keep the love moving when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your personal life, your professional life, your spiritual work. You know, have those inspired omens show up. Look for them. Know that they're there for you, because this is the time for you to keep it moving, keep it going, you know? You know? So you think about you was on the fence, and that fence represents defense. You get it? That's why you were on the fence.
That's real. That definitely connects with what's happening.
Yeah. So, you know, really just don't get too comfortable. Stop taking breaks. Know that your love begins. Don't get bored, you know, and just keep bringing those things, you know. Don't keep bringing up the past. Don't keep thinking and relating in the past, you know, because I see a lot of past for you. I want you to come into the present, and this is where the love begins, you know. Don't keep going back to the past. Yeah.
Is there any specific, I guess the music for me is helpful. Is there anything else you suggest for staying in the present in those crucial moments where I'm trying to move forward with the love energy.
Yes.
I know meditation is one, and I know that music is another, but with the human shit, I have improved since I last spoke with you, but I have so much work to do on that human stuff, and sometimes that's necessary to hit just do the groundwork and be a human being as well.
Yes.
So I have so much to do with that that sometimes I'm not always able to do my you know, the music or the deep breathing, which I consider more spiritual practices to keep me in the moment.
Right. Well, you know, here's one of the things, you know, for me, I say no one came back to be so spiritual that they're not here, and we all have to pay Clark Kent as well as Superman. We know that Superman wouldn't exist without Clark Kent, and Clark Kent wouldn't exist without Superman. So that mundane has its place. And for you, and this is something I did a show a couple of years back, and it was about music and the metaphysics of music. And one of the things that the doctor came on that he talked about that dealt with music and metaphysics is that with music, we get so caught up in the lyrics, but it's not about the lyrics. And the music that's going to help to raise your vibration is going to be the one that you're connected to. It doesn't matter what it is. Find the music that moves you and listen to that. That's what it is.
Okay.
If you're sitting there and you're trying to go through every single word, then that's not the song for you. Because most of us, how many people can attest to loving a song and not even really knowing what the damn words were? And then all of a sudden, maybe one day, you're like, whoa, I didn't even realize they said that in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not really listening for the words. So this is about you getting a new story, getting a new song. It's time for you to begin to get inspired omens. Because when you do things that you're inspired to do, you'll have enough energy to see them through. You won't fall back down to those things that put you on the fence. So it's time for you to begin to try something new. This is a new time for you and to try something new.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
all right?
So much appreciated, and I want to let you get to the other callers, and I'll obviously say thank you.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much for reaching out. Peace and love, all right?
Always, of course. Take care.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Blue. This is Davita from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay,
I found my book floating on a lotus flower, and I had to catch it with a stick. The book is called The Book of Love and Success.
Love and Success. The Book of Love and Success. Oh, what a beautiful combination. Together, a beautiful combination. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Davita.
Davita. Okay, Davita, let's take a look. The Book of Love and the Book of Success. Well, two things. What came up for you was sacred unions. And this has a lot to do with desire, partnership, and pure love. Desires, partnership, and pure love. In the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, it comes up as the card of sacred unions. Love and success are two of those things. And here's some energy I want you to begin to think about. This is the importance of partnership. And so this is really the time spirit is saying to realize that all relationships are really about you. And each union is an opportunity for growth. And so it's at this particular time, it's a good time to take a look. Are these relationships giving you energy or are they taking away energy? Because equal balance is giving and receiving in relationships. When we think about love, love is to evolve. When we think about how we're evolving, it's through love. That's the only true way that we can truly begin to evolve ourselves, particularly when we think about us in a spiritual way. But this is about desires, it's about partnerships, and it's about being in that place of pure love to get the success. So these are the stories to begin to write. Because at this particular time, one of the energies that's coming up is that you're actually stuck. You're stuck in between love and success. And so you almost feel like you're being torn between the two. Does that make sense?
I'm looking. I just got married.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. But I feel, and we do have a business together, and it's almost like I'm trying to grasp which way I should go.
Right.
But it's hard to focus.
Right. here, I want you to begin to think of this analogy, and thank you for your honesty there. I know what's close to your heart is sacred unions. That's close to your heart. I want you to think about the giving and receiving, and I also want you to think about being in an elevator. And I want you to begin to think about being in the elevator and being stuck on the wrong floor. Being on the wrong floor on the elevator. It doesn't mean you're not supposed to be in the elevator. It just means you're on the wrong floor. So here's a couple of things I want you to begin to think about, particularly when it comes to sacred unions. Know that these relationships are all of them are about you learning. And so instead of listening to instead of you thinking as this being your business partner and also now looking at this being your husband, your soulmate, you're going to have to begin to start story building. That means that you two have to get in the elevator and go up together. You're going to have to story build your story together. This is why this new beginning is going to be important for you, because you're used to doing certain things on your own. And now that you two are in the business together, because you've made this verbal commitment, we're not talking about on paper. We're talking about this verbal commitment. It changes the energy. You see? It changes the energy. So now is a time for both of you to begin to get into the new. And so what has to happen is you guys have to build stories. You know how we talk about tall story buildings? You're building your stories together. But you got to start at the foundation, because we know with any building, that's the key, is the foundation. This is a great time. Let me tell you some things you can do. You and your hubby can get together when you guys have some time, run a nice bath water for you two, you know, get some candles, get some incense going, and put on some music, and just take this time to make sure you guys are building a strong foundation when it comes to the relationship. After you get out of the bathtub, take some time to just kind of look at each other. You know, maybe give each other a nice massage. And once you're done giving each other a nice massage, I don't want you to begin to move into anything else sacred on that level. I want you both to get into writing into stories. You're going to write into your new book, your book of love and success. And he's going to begin to journal. And I want you guys to journal down five things that's important when it comes to your relationship and when it comes to the building. Building your relationship and building the business. And then I want you to exchange the lists with each other. And after you've exchanged the lists with each other, I want you to begin to build your story and incorporate his five things that are important to him, and make sure you incorporate that into your list, and have your husband incorporate the five things into your list. And make that sort of you guys is, you know how you go into a business and you see on the wall, they talk about the company's philosophy or the company's, you know, the company's story. I want you to put that in a very nice frame, and I want you to put that up on the wall where you guys work, so you can visually have it. So you may even want to put it at home, or you may want to put it somewhere else. Both of you will have to do this in order for this to work for you. And this will be that reminder that you guys are building your story together. Because this is a new time. It's time to wipe the slate clean. Or as we talked about on the show Friday night, it's time to get new suits. You know, you guys got to get new suits. And you have to begin to build a union of words. These words have to come together for both of you. Another excellent recommendation that I'll recommend is if you have, you may already have it, but the Know Your Magic audio workbook, that you two do those exercises together as a couple. I've gotten so many feedback from couples who've gone through the exercises together, and it has been life-changing for them. So this is about both of you. Yes. Wiping the slate clean. I know it's a lot of pressure right now, but it's because both of you have your own stories. But you just went and got your new book. It's a new time for both of you, for him and for you. And you can move through this. Your love and your success, you can have them both. But you have to begin to build
your story together. It's time. April 1st, the energy is here on the planet, and both of you can do this together. You can build your new story. You can have this sacred union. It can be about the desires, the partnership, and coming from this place of pure love, working together. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, yes, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Make sure you email me either at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and let me know how that's going for you. If you want to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook, www.msblueblast.com. And we'd love to hear how this story, this amazing, beautiful, powerful story is going to turn out for you. So know, under pressure, the pressure is what takes the cold and turn it into the diamond. So that's all you're feeling right now. That's all it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I will call you or email you. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, peace and love, peace and love. Beautiful story building there, beautiful story. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Ms. Blue, it's
yes?
TJ from New Jersey.
Greetings, TJ from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
I got a little bit of a story for you, all right? Well,
okay.
I started, you were kind of doing exercises, and I was kind of grabbing materials to do my hair because I got locks. So I had to, you know, touch up my roots a little bit. But
right.
When I sat down, started doing my hair, cleared my mind a little bit, actually all the way, what came to my mind was, one of them science lab journals, the black and white ones. Nothing was written on it, but I had a word come in my head that said, write me.
It says what now?
Write in me.
Write
as in, like,
in
was,
me.
Yeah,
okay.
The book was a blank journal,
okay.
And it said, write in me. I kind of did the math as you kind of, you know, let me finish doing my hair and all that actually finally got done.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of did the math from the last time I talked to you. You said one of my things were incompletion.
Yes.
Whereas, like, I don't finish a lot of things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I figured what just happened was you kind of gave me the cure to my incompletion. Because by writing down stuff, I'm kind of documenting my progress. Instead of,
right.
like, just not doing it, I keep the science project going, you know?
Yes.
And it kind of, you know, when you gave me the time to think about it, I was like, oh, man, that really, like, you know, the longer you let me think, it's like, I like to find things out of my own. You kind of knew how to do that. I like that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I love your writing me because this speaks true to where you are at this particular time. And I'll tell you what came up for you, the goddess Offset, which reminds you that all things are possible. Imagination is the key. So it's about miraculous aid. It's about intuition and the spiritual realm. So, yes, you're right on it. You're definitely, definitely right on it. And one of the things that's going to be key for you in your book, the book that really your soul is speaking to, is really for you. You're going to be writing to yourself in this book. So the book is really your soul is telling you, write in me. You know, right in me. You get it? Right in me, meaning within you, within yourself, within TJ. Begin to go within, right inside of you. So this is you really connecting with the higher part of yourself. Fantastic. I can't wait to see what you come up with and what you begin to write. Beautiful, beautiful.
And I'm really glad you said soul, too, because whenever you were actually doing exercises and I was walking around my room, That's what came to my head. The name, just straight soul. Now, but that can't be the name of the book. If she's saying it's something that you've never heard, never read, this, that, the other, I was just like, it can't be soul. And it's ironic that you said it's your soul talking to you.
Yes,
and
that's
it, like,
what it
literally,
is. Yeah, it's your soul speaking to you. Yes, you got it. You got it. And so your book is telling you write in me, which also means right brain thoughts. not coming from the analytical mind. So some of these things will come out and you're not even going to be able to articulate it. You're not going to be able to process it with your left brain. It is exactly from the right brain. So what you said, straight from your soul, that comes in through the right side. So straight from your soul, right in you, right in me. Powerful. Love it.
Thank you. And you said the goddess Aset?
Yes, the goddess Aset. Yes.
Now, could you spell that for me? Because I would definitely
yes,
like to know.
Yes, I sure can. Mm-hmm. You can. And otherwise, her Greek name is Isis, but her Kemetic, her true name is Aset, which is A-U-S-E-T.
A-U-S-E-T. See, I do know a little something about Isis.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Aset,
yes.
A-U-S-E-T.
And, yes.
Because, you know, when you, like, look things up in different names, different stuff comes up, you know?
Yes, it does. But look it up in Aset, A-U-S-E-T. And then also know this, that your soul is also telling you, like you said, straight soul. Your soul is telling you to be straight up. Straight up. You know, be
gotcha.
Straight up. And to do the right thing as it relates to you. You know, relates to you on a higher level, on a much higher level. Very powerful. I love that. I'm glad that you're doing the work. I love it when you guys know your magic, and you definitely know your magic, TJ. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing. We can't wait to see what else you write in your book.
Thanks for listening, Ms. Love. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely called back in. You know that I'm pushing one, so
all right.
I'm one half.
All right. Peace and love.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Wanda. How are you, Miss Blue?
I'm wonderful, Wanda. Where are you calling from, Wanda?
California.
Okay, greetings, greetings, greetings. And what is your book that you got when we went on our journey here?
I came at the tail end, but the first thing that came to mind was Transformation and the Color
that
of
was, okay. That was your book, so you didn't get a chance to do the meditation, but Transformation and the Color Orange came up for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No problem. No problem. We actually did a journey. We went on a guided meditation. If you get a chance, it's excellent to go back and look at. So what I'm going to do, Wanda, I'm actually going to pull a card from you from the Know Your Magic, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And the card that came up for you is the Goddess Moot. And I'm going to share some things for you because this will have a lot to do with where you are. We're talking about new stories here tonight, and the goddess Moot came up. And whenever the goddess Moot comes up, she's the ancient Kemetic goddess, she reminds you that the goddess lives within all of us. And so it's a great time to begin to recognize and, you know, really just sort of acknowledge the feminine powers in your life, and then begin to ask yourself the question, are you honoring it within yourself and also others, that power, you know, that goddess power? Also, if you can do me a favor, Wanda, pick a number between 1 and 6 for me.
The number six.
Okay. All right. The number six, I want you to think about the goddess Moot because she's around you at this particular time and she has a lot to do with wisdom. She has a lot to do with feminine energy and also virtues. And I want you to begin to think about that, you know, because you're in this stage of your life where you're questioning again, who am I? Who am I? You know? This is the time that you're really redefining yourself
mm-hmm.
of who you are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So this, go ahead. You were going to say something?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what Spirit is saying. You're in this time where you're redefining yourself. So some of those things to take a look at, take a look at some of those virtues about yourself, because you have a lot of amazing qualities about yourself in the things that you've done, your wisdom that you've carried with you from things that were amazing and fantastic that you were a part of, and also those life lessons that cannot be bought anywhere. Cannot be bought. You can't put a price on a life lesson that you've learned. And begin to take a look at those life lessons. When you begin to think about how you want to sort of kind of reinvent yourself in this time of new. So really, we say reinvent ourselves, but really what you're doing is you're actually going to the next stage of your consciousness and your wisdom on your journey. You know, you have to begin to start taking credit for your role in your life. So this is also the who am I. Take the credit for you in your life. You know, it's just like if I were to say, Wanda, I had $1 million here, but you have to show me an idea, an ID, which is symbolic of an idea of who you are to claim it. You would pull that idea, ID out and say, I'm Wanda, that's my money, I want it, I come to claim it. Well, you want to do that in all situations. Because otherwise, if you don't, you're creating sort of a very disharmony situation in your life if you give that credit to someone else. So you have to begin to take responsibility for your whole story, not from a position of judging, but from a position of understanding that all of these things are right and exact. And when you can accept that the moment you're in right now is perfect, right, and exact, is how you're going to begin to propel yourself and move forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yes. So just know that. Know that everything, I always like to call it the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sad, they all go in the same pot. And when you can begin to really take the credit for who you are, this is when your story, you will begin to see it unfold in ways in your life you've never seen it unfold. So it's time for you to take the credit. It's time for you to reinvent yourself, to recognize those things as wisdom, you know, and recognize those virtues. Because what you don't want to do is, if you do not do this, then you're going to begin to really have what we like to call in this human world bad credit from it. So you want to take the credit, you know? You want to take the credit, and that's going to take that energy away so that you can begin to see it in its purest light, you see. Its purest light, you'll begin to see that. Work and study the goddess Mut, M-U-T. You'll see that spelling many different ways. But look up her story. Study her mythology. You're going to see a lot of gems there, a lot of similarities in your own story of where you are at this particular time. But know that everything is perfect and exact, and know that everything is working out in your favor, you know? You know, it's in your favor.
Thank you.
It's in your favor. So it's time for you to begin to write your story. And so the credits go at the end of the movie. So write your story. You have to write your story first. And this is just doing the review, going back over and doing the review. So peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in. And make sure you connect with us and let us know how it goes as well.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Oh, peace and love. You guys are just, it's just an amazing share tonight. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Akima Roy, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you. Ooh, say your name one more time for me. I'm sorry, you kind of faded out.
Akima Roy.
Akima Roy. Beautiful. I love that name, Akima Roy. All right, what is your story? What is your book? What's the title of your book you brought back?
The title of my book is Your Magical Dream Book.
Your Magical Dream Book. I love that. Magical dream book. I love that. Now, let's talk about the magical dream book. this has a lot to do with, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this story, but I'm sure you are to some degree. Are you familiar with the story of the god Heru?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the god Heru. He's the Kemetic goddess. And the god Heru, in short, is where we get the story of the hero. Like we talk about the hero's journey, you know, we're all going through a heroic journey. And so this is the energy that comes up for you. And here is what Spirit is saying, is that it reminds you that obstacles and challenges are a part of the hero's journey. And now is the time for you to begin to start exercising patience and wisdom. So patience and wisdom. And patience can be trying, I'll tell you. I know it is for me at times. So this is the time of ascending for you. It's about your power, and it's about the hero's journey. And so the name of your book, I want you to say that title for me three times.
Your Magical Book of Dreams. Your Magical Book of Dreams. Your Magical Book of Dreams.
Yes. And what your soul is saying to you at this time, that it is time for you to begin to open up and begin to live this magical book of dreams, to take your dreams, because you've been on this hero's journey, and know that these obstacles and challenges that you're going through, that you can overcome them. It is going to require you to exercise patience. And also begin to activate those things of wisdom and really begin to take those things of power into you. Know that you have the strength to make your dreams come true, that this does not have to be just a journal. This is really the time for you to start living this now. Your magic, it's your magic that makes these dreams come true. So as I say, it's time for you to know your magic, because nobody else can make these dreams come true for you but you. And you have to begin to do the work. So in your book, begin to write down, what would it take if you could remove all obstacles and if you could begin to remove all challenges? What would it take to make your dreams start happening today for you? Create a situation. Create, write down, begin to journal about what needs to take place in order for this to happen. And then begin to start your journey. Start your hero's journey. Start your journey as the god Heru. And take these into small steps. And Spirit says, they're going to be there. It's going to come true for you. And that you can never give up on your dreams. Never give up on them. Because they can come true. You just have to begin to take the steps to make them come true. To make them come true. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank
you. All right. All right. Well, peace and love to you. And thank you so much for calling in. And make sure you email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, or call back into the remix and let us know how your story is going for you. And know that this magical book of dreams is coming true for you. It's coming true for you.
Okay? All right. Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 571. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Nadine. I'm calling from Virginia. The title of my book was L apostrophe N-O. I don't know what that means, but it was written in red on a white cover.
L apostrophe, and what was the other one?
N-O.
N-O. L apostrophe N-O. Let's take a look, Nadine. And where are you calling from again?
Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, gosh, I love Virginia Beach. I love it. Okay, I love that. All right, Nadine, let me have you pick a number for me between 1 and 6.
4.
You said the number 4?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. The energy that came came up. But first, I want to think about this. I want you to think about L, no. Whenever you see that L, that sign, you'll see L a lot. You'll see that sign a lot. You'll see that sign a lot, and usually you'll see the EL, which the EL represents God, which we're talking about the self. L, no. L, no. What it's really saying to you here is God knows the answer. God knows, N-O. God knows. God meaning you. So this is your soul saying to you, stop looking for the answers on the outside. It's your title. It's your time. It's your new. You see?
Okay.
It's your time. It's like, think about it this way. You know how it's your title, you know, like a title to a car. You see, like a car has a title. You know, this is it. So God knows, you see. God knows. I want you to think about that. You know. The energy that came up is about riding the cosmic wave. Riding the cosmic wave. And so at this particular time, what Spirit is saying is that you have everything, and this is about dreams too for you, to make your dreams come true. You know that messages from Spirit is going to guide you, you know, to achieving those things that's in your heart. But it's going to take, you know, commitment from you. It's going to take a commitment from you. And it's going to take being willing to say that there are things that you don't know how to do. You know, you have to really stop being so hard-headed, because you can be hard-headed when it comes to certain things. You have to begin to open your mind, and then those things will begin to come into you. But you have to release sort of being hard-headed. It is about God knowing. You
hard-headed
know.
In what aspect?
Hard-headed as far as thinking that you got it all figured out. That you have it all figured out. It's really about being able to open your mind a little further to see what else is there. It's kind of like this. If I said to you, do you know how to ride a bike? And you said yes. And I said, well, let me show you this. I want you to just take a look at somebody riding a bike. And you say, no, I don't need to look at you riding the bike because I already know how to ride a bike. But then what happens is just by you watching that, to being open to that, then you get an inspiration that comes out of something much more greater than even what the person is doing riding the bike and even what you know about riding the bike. So it's always about that, you know? It's always more to know. It's always more for God to know. God is constantly knowing, not stop knowing, but constantly knowing, constantly growing, constantly learning, constantly riding the cosmic wave. Did that help?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say you think so, tell me what, because I wanna make sure that you walk away with.
I don't feel like I'm a person that thinks I know it all. I think I'm more of a person who thinks I know nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, if that be the case, and I want you to hear this, then what I just said, you would be able to be open to saying, maybe I need to take a look at that. Because you're just affirming to me what I just said. You said, well, I don't think I'm a person that's not open. I think I'm very open. then to be open is to be open. There's no boundaries in being open. So I just want you to kind of think that. But if you have another question, we can take a look at the other question. But I want you to really say that, because by you saying what you just said, it just confirms what I just told you. So it's like you shut down and said, okay, I think I'm not that way, so I don't receive that. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Just to think about it, it's not in a way of your spirit. You understand what I'm saying? And I want you to hear that, because you have done a lot of work on yourself. It's not about that. It's not even coming from a position of judging, but it's to let you know that all of this greatness and all of these things that you have accomplished, there's so much more spirit is saying that you can do if you just begin to open up your mind more. And your soul is giving you the message to let you know that God knows. You see?
Okay.
And that's what the know is about. It's about the knowing. And so not just about saying that we know nothing. Because if we know nothing, then that means we're open to receive everything. Then there is no question. There is absolutely no question about what clarity is. Because the question is that we know. We're still knowing. We're still in the moment of knowing. So you're still in that moment of knowing. That means that you're open to receive the message. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I'd love to see what you begin to write in your book, and of your book of El No, of your El No. Yes, because you do know. You do know. Just be open, and you'll see all of the more, as magical as it is now, it will get even better, even better. Yes. Blessings to you. Blessings. Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 323. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello, my name is Imani. I'm from Los Angeles.
Greetings, Imani, from Los Angeles.
And the name of my book was Wizard.
Wizard?
Yes.
You said Wizard?
Yes, W-I-Z-A-R-D, Wizard.
Wizard. Okay, Wizard. Okay. Wow, some really, really interesting titles. Really interesting title. I'm laughing at something in the chat room. Pay me no mind. Okay. Let's take a look. What came up for you at this particular time? And I want you to pick a number for me between 1 and 6.
4.
4. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
55.
55? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Now, the energy that came up for you has a lot to do with gentleness and diplomacy, because this has a lot to do with the soft spots in life, you know, about those soft spots and also about those keys of life. You know, and whenever this particular energy comes up, this is about really, this encourages you, Spirit is saying, to respect the choices of others while in negotiation, you know. Just begin to respect the choices of others. And I want you to begin to think about the wizard, like in The Wizard of Oz, you see. Like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, there was a wiz there, you know, he called himself, he was the wizard of The Wizard of Oz. And this has a lot to do with the supernatural. It also has a lot to do with the subconscious mind. It has a lot to do with your untrapped potential. Potential that's inside yourself that is, you know, sort of kind of trapped there, you know. It has a lot to do with, It has a lot to do with you trying to dominate your subconscious mind. It has a lot to do with you trying to dominate, trying to, you know, force things to happen, you know, because that's a lot of times when we think about in The Wizard of Oz, the wizard was trying to give this illusion, and in some of the mythologies, it's about wizards trying to force things to happen. The subconscious mind is actually the real wizard, you know, the one behind the scenes, you know, making these things happen. It's about the process of making ideas come into fruition. It's about you making things that you are thinking about become real, making them become real. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So in your book, this is about you really being the wizard, but being the wizard in a different way. It's really looking at things in your life that you're trying to behind the scenes force to make come real and really trying to change those things, you know?
Right.
You're trying
right.
to force these things to come true. I'm sorry. I'm looking in the chat room. Let me just say this real quick, you guys. We have 9 minutes and 14 seconds to go before we go into the after hour. I see many of you on the line, so we're definitely going to try to get to all the calls in the after hours. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Try to call in if there's room on the phone line so that you can listen in. Press 1 if you want to share. But this is about you putting a time limit on things that you're trying to manifest, and this is why it's not working. For some of these things, because you're putting a time limit on it like a wizard does. You know, the wizard says, okay, it's going to happen in the morning. It's going to happen at night. You're putting a time limit on there, you know. And so it's about you removing those things of time and space out of the equation and really just begin to get into knowing that you're going to put the work in, that you don't have to do these things behind the scenes. You can do these things, allow them to happen after you've done the work, after you've put in and touched on those soft spots in your life and you've begun to invest in the keys of life for yourself. Know that they're going to happen. You have to begin to allow them and not try to force them to happen. So begin to write those stories and take time out of the equation. Remove time from away from it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I was just thinking that I need to let things flow more. So that's perfect.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
So you're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. And I cannot wait until you call us back and let us know all of the things that you write in your book of wizard, because I know they're going to be amazing things. So peace and love to you.
One love. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we'll come back to 619.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry. This is Queen Mystique out of California. Queen Mystique in the chat.
Okay. Greetings to you. What was your book you brought back?
My book was Rainbow Mist.
What was the name of it?
It was Rainbow Mist.
Rainbow Mist. Oh, I like that. Rainbow Mist. Beautiful. If you can pick a number between 1 and 6 for me.
1 and 6, 5.
The number 5, okay. Mm-hmm. And Rainbow Myth is what you brought back. Ah, wow, I like that. A lot of people in the chat room are saying they like Rainbow Myth too. Rainbow Myth is really, really good. I like that. That's pretty cool. Uh-huh, Rainbow Myth. Okay, let's take a look. The energy that comes up, and I want you to think about this, and then we're going to talk about your book title, but the energy that comes up for you is share a breath. This is about sharing a breath. And this has a lot to do with what is connected with Rainbow Myth. This is recognizing the inner connection of all things on the planet. And this is also what the rainbow is one of those universal symbols. Like, you don't even have to speak a certain language. You don't even have to be from a certain place. We all know that symbolic meaning of the rainbow, you know, that it represents that symbol of hope, that symbol of faith. You know, when you see the rainbow, you know, good things are happening when the rainbow comes out, especially after the storm is over. And so this is what spirit is saying to you. And your soul is saying to you that the storm is over. The worst is behind you now. So this is just the mist that you're getting. It's never going to get as bad as it was. It's never going to connect with those things that they were before. This is just a mist here. You're not in the storm. You're not going into a storm. So that rainbow is there to remind you of that. It's a time to be joyful. When we think about the rainbow, we think about the chakras in the body. We think about the kundalini energy rising. We think about all of those things, to be joyful, to be colorful, to be full of life, to share a breath, you know, to be able to be in a position to share a breath. Is a very powerful position to be in. When, if you've ever traveled on an airplane, can you hear me okay? Because I'm getting some feedback.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. But, I never traveled on an airplane.
Okay, well, let me tell you this really quickly. We have 3 minutes, and then we'll be in the after hours. Hopefully, we can keep going. But when you get on the airplane, one of the things that they do, the stewardess will come around, or the steward, come around, and they'll tell you that if we ever get in a position where you begin to lose altitude, which means that the altitude gets higher, that you may require oxygen for you to breathe. The number one thing that they tell you is that before you attempt to help anybody else, you must put your oxygen mask on yourself first. This is key. Because this is really speaking to your rainbow mist, the title of your book, and then the card that came up for you, which was share a breath. This is really about you coming up for air. This is about you being joyful at this particular time, knowing that the worst is behind you, knowing that this is a time for you to be joyful in your life and to be colorful and to share this breath. Because once you've put the oxygen on yourself, then you can go around and help other people who maybe they're elderly people on the plane that can't get the oxygen mask on correctly, or maybe they're children that need a breath. You can then begin to share a breath. And so what Spirit is saying is that the mist is for the people in your life who missed you. They missed the true you. That happy, that joyful, that full of life person that you are. So it's time for you to begin to write a new story, to get some fresh thoughts, and to begin to miss yourself, you know, so that you don't be missed.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And also, Miss Blue, my nephew, he actually joined in. I didn't know he was joining in while I was listening, and he came back with a book. And he wanted to share the book.
Okay. He can share the book. All right. So it's time for you to get a new story. Don't forget that.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, hello, nephew. I'm going to need you to hold on for me for 1 second, okay? Don't go anywhere. I'm just going to close us out because we're about to go into the after hours. I want to say peace and love to each and every one of you who was able to take this fantastic journey here tonight. And you guys brought back some amazing books. You brought back the new Book of Light, which was speaking to you from your soul and sharing that here today. Make sure you begin to journal in your books and go back and reflect in your book. It's some powerful messages there. I want to encourage everyone to download. Don't forget, if you like the show, I want you to like it over on Facebook. Leave a comment. If you love it, leave a comment there as well. Tweet to me. You know I'm getting into the whole Twitter thing, so I love you guys when you're tweeting to me. I'm starting to learn that a little bit more. I want to say peace and love and much love, warm spirit. It is so good to hear from each and every one of you. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going, you guys. And don't forget to email me your titles, too. So we're going to keep going because I still see there are tons of people on the phone lines. So we're going to keep going for a while, but you can always email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys, okay? All right, so we're going to keep going. We're in the after hours. We're live in the remix, everybody. All right, there you go, nephew. Who's on the line, please?
TK.
All right. So what book title did you bring back?
The name of my book was, it was called The Book.
It's called The Book, T-H-E Book?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old are you?
13.
You're 13. That's a magical, beautiful, powerful age. And your book you brought back was called The Book. Okay, let's see what comes up for you. Go ahead.
The letters, the title of the book was in gold letters.
It was in gold letters?
Yes.
It was in gold letters. Okay, so let's take a look. Oh, wow. This is so cool. 13. Oh, what a blessing to have you on here. And that's a beautiful age that you're at. So let's take a look and see. I want you to pick a number from me between 1 and 6.
7.
Between 1 and 6. That's okay. Between 1 and 6.
4.
What was 4, the number 4. Okay. Well, let's take a look. Well, your book that you brought back, one of the things that one of the things that's coming up for you at this particular time is it has a lot to do with, let me pull this. I'm going to pull a card from you, This has a lot to do with you being in this time where there's a lot of things that are coming up that's kind of new for you. You know, this is what I like to call the mysteries or the new start, you know. And so this is the time that Spirit is really saying to you that you get yourself ready to make those different changes that are coming up in your life and really know that you're in a time where you're going to be learning so many new and so many powerful things. You know, this is the time that you have to begin to really listen and really, really pay attention, particularly to those people who are really like what Miss Blue likes to call your gatekeeper. Gatekeepers would be people like your aunt, your mother, you know, your father, people who love and care for you. It's time for you to make sure that you lend a listening ear to them and really begin to listen to them. Listen to what they're telling you to do and really begin to take in their wisdom and guidance. And this is about you following sort of what their rules are. So if one of the rules are that you have to go to bed at 9 o'clock, that's one of the things that you really should challenge yourself to do, to make sure that you're doing that. Because this is going to begin to help you lay an excellent foundation for your life as you learn new things. Because you're going to have so many new things that you're learning and so many things that you're doing that this is just really going to help all of those things start to come to you a whole lot easier. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So begin to write in your book. Make sure you write in your book of those things. You see? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But make sure it's going to be important that you listen to them and follow those rules. So peace and love to you guys. Keep listening. All right. That was beautiful. We had a 13-year-old called in. That was beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 205. I see you guys in the chat room. I see you guys. Calling in from area code 205. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Demetrius from Birmingham.
Greetings to you, Demetrius from Birmingham.
Greetings. And my book was The Book of Ages.
The Book of Ages?
Yes.
Like the ages. Okay, Book of Ages. Okay, all right. And how old are you?
Okay, next question. I'd rather not say.
Okay, all right, okay. And if you can pick a number between 1 and 6?
6.
The number 6. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. All right. We're going to talk about some of the things that came up that has a lot to do with this particular book. With this particular book that you have right now is one of the things that came up, and I pulled the card from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, and it has a lot to do with just kind of reminding you that out of ordered chaos, you can move through the alchemical process of the heart surrendering, and only then can your heart renew itself and then begin to rebuild. Because what came up for you was a volcano. The volatility of a volcano. You know, it's about the volcano just sort of erupting itself. It's about letting go, and it's also about compromise, and it's also about passion. Because what Spirit is saying is that you're coming to a place where compromise may not be an action, option for you at this time, but you should use this energy, this chaos energy, for passion and also letting go of some of those things of the past, you know. Only do what you're able to do and let go of those things that you're not able to do. You know, stop really compromising yourself into trying to do things that you're not able to do. So if there's too many constraints on your time or people pulling you here and there, if you're not able to do it, you have to let those things go. Let those things go.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but okay.
You don't know? That doesn't speak to anything going on in your life at this time?
No, just a little bit, but not, I don't see myself so busy that I have to let some people go.
Well, no, this is not necessarily about people. This is about things that you're not able to do, whether...
Okay.
It is so many things happening in your life, and you may say, oh, today I'm going to clean up, today I'm going to do this, I'm going to go grocery shopping, and then at the end of the day, you haven't done any of those things.
Okay.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
It's only do what you're able to do, but to be conscious of that. Because right now what's happening is a lot of things are happening out of ordered chaos.
Okay.
You see? Ages is the title of your book. But if
mm-hmm.
you notice, your age is what you didn't want to tell. So
mm-hmm.
it represents that side of yourself that you're not willing to take a look at. So you brought
now,
back the book.
We're off the air, right?
Well, we're off the air, but it's still being recorded.
Okay. All right.
So I want you to think about this, because everything that we do, we know, particularly with spiritual things, and I know you know this as well, is that isn't it ironic that you brought back the Book of Ages, and the question that was asked to you was about age,
mm-hmm.
you see? And so one of the things that has a lot to do with this is it's about you acting your age, because
okay.
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You see, do what you're able to do. let go of those things at your age. Grow up. Grow up at your age. Don't compromise yourself where you don't need to be compromised. And do those things that you're passionate about, and then you'll have the energy. You'll also have the you'll have the strength, and you'll also have the intuitiveness to complete them. It's when you're doing those things that is outside of your age that these things kind of get mixed up, because age doesn't matter. We know that. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you something my grandfather once told me. You either grow old or you die young.
Okay.
And we know that age is really just a number. I mean, we learned that from a couple of people singing to us. But this is what this is about. It's about you recognizing that you do have some ordered chaos going on in your life. And so this is really a time for you to begin to take a look at these things. And whatever the fear of not telling your age, I want you to think about other things in your life that you're locking yourself out, that's building up in you like a volcano that's about to erupt.
Okay.
You see? So it's about letting go. It's all about that. So I want you to recognize that whenever this comes up, think about the book of ages. It's the book of you recording, you recognizing where you are, not when you were 2, not when you were 11, not when you were 12, but at the age that you are now. Because I really know your age, but this is for something else. And spirit led me to ask you that question. So I want you to begin to just think about it there, because it's so many different things that you haven't begun to tap into. From a very, very authentic level that you can reach once you begin to surrender that alchemical process of surrendering your heart, then your heart can then begin to renew itself and start to rebuild, you know, because we know everything is being recorded anyway, whether we're off the air, on the air, it all goes in the records. Everything is there.
Well, how do I surrender my heart?
You surrender your heart by really recognizing and taking a look at those things that you don't want to take a look at. And your book has really given you a good indication, because it has to do with these things that happened with you at different ages of your life. I want you to think back, because a marker that comes up for you is 16. And I want you to think about, you don't have to tell this on the air, but I want you to think about those things that happened to you when you were 16, those things you went through at the time when you were 16. Because this is a significant time for you, wouldn't you agree?
Suppose. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to think about it. If you forgot about it, sometimes now, and you brought up a very good point about forgetting about it, because a lot of times when we're reflecting on things, you're not going to remember everything. Everything is not designed for you to have in your memory. But there's a difference between something being a marker for you and something just being in your memory. Because when certain things are markers for us, there's no way you can forget it. Absolutely no way. And if you've blocked it out, then that's okay. You get to block it out. But also recognize the fact that you have no memory of that also says that there are things that are going on right now in your life that you've blocked out, that you don't have no memory of. And so the question then becomes, are you being present in the now? Because every time that you're present in the now, we call the present, because it is just that. You receive a gift. You get different markers. That's going to help you move on to the next step. This is why sometimes we can be talking to a person who's really 30 years old, but they're really 10, because they stopped at 10 years old. They shut down. A big part of them, they left themselves there. We are moving into a new age. So it's important that you begin to recognize those things as it relates to you and your age. 16 came up as a marker for you. You don't remember it. I could tell you, but that's not what I'm here to do. But I want you to examine those things between that age. And that's going to give you some indication about some of the things now in your life, perhaps, that you need to let go of. those things that you need to think about. Are you compromising? You know, are you tapping into your full potential when it comes to those things that you're passionate about? Or are you forgetting them on purpose? Are you locking them out for fear? You know, are you moving away from them because they're things that you don't want to reflect on? So beautiful. So writing your book of ages and, you know, begin to start acting your age. And this is where you're going to get the jewels. This is where you're going to begin to unlock some of those codes for yourself and those mysteries for yourself. This is where you're going to find sort of all of that, all of those things that you're wanting to tap into, those things that you're wanting to get, the levels you're wanting to get to, is to begin to be present in the moment, to live in the now. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have to definitely let us know how it goes.
All right.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code. I think it's 562. Area code 562. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Keenan, and I'm calling from L.A.
Your name is? Say it again.
Keenan.
Keenan. Your name is Keenan from L.A. Greetings, Keenan from L.A. You got your book. What did your book say?
Well, actually, I got on late, and I missed that whole thing right there, but I've been listening, and I end up calling in anyway. I really didn't expect to get through.
Okay, Keenan. So did you just want to listen, Keenan? Is that why you're calling in?
Well, actually, I would have loved to have gotten a card drawn on me or a number pulled or something.
Okay.
Just to see kind
All right,
of where
Keenan.
I'm at.
Okay, Keenan. Beautiful. Let me have you, Keenan, if you could, pick a number between 1 and 6 for me.
3.
The number 3. Perfect. And, Keenan, how old are you?
42.
You're 42. Beautiful age, Keenan, 42. All right, let's take a look here, Keenan. I'm going to pull a card for you. Pull a card for Keenan and see what's going on. All right, Keenan. All right, let's see. All right, Keenan. Let's see. All right, Keenan. The card that came up for you, and this is in my Know Your Magic Oracle deck, the card that came up for you is Sister Munya. Now, Keenan, the number one thing for you, and I want you to think about this, where there is some things going on for you. First, let me tell you about the card and what Sister Munya stands for. She's about birthright and she's about focus. And Sister Munya reminds you to sit quietly and focus on what part of your life that you need assistance in. And then begin to call on your willpower and your independence to begin to drive your dreams forward, your dreams and your goals forward. But what's happening with you, Keenan, is you're getting caught up with time. You know, time is your thing because you want it to happen now or you want it to happen yesterday. And you have to remove time and space in order for things to begin to work themselves out. You got to take timing out the equation. It doesn't mean you don't do the work, but you cannot just really focus on the timing of things because that's what's throwing you off. Either you're coming in too late or you're coming in way too early or the timing is just completely off. It's almost like a timing belt on a car. You know how a car has a timing belt? And so everything on the car could be working fine. But if that timing belt is not working right, that car is not going to move.
Okay. So what can I
what can I try to do, or what can I actually do to bring myself into the proper alignment?
Yeah, and very good word, alignment, because it has to do with the car. One of the things that you can begin to do is really, before making some of these decisions that you make, really take in the energy of Sister Munya and sit quietly with it for a moment. You know, give some thought to it. You know, you have to begin to plan things out thoroughly, but not with timing, but really see them through. This is not only through a visual sense of beginning to see them through from start to finish. So that's to sit quietly. Think about it, you know. If one of the things is, let's just say, you have to get up and go to the gym in the morning. Think about, see yourself getting up, see yourself getting dressed, taking a shower, getting dressed, putting on your workout clothes. See yourself driving to the gym. See yourself going in the gym. See yourself working out, physically working out in the gym. See yourself sweating. See yourself getting the results you want out of the gym. And then see yourself leaving the gym. Hold that moment of how great you feel after you've done it. And then this is when your writing comes into play. Before you leave, after you've taken some time to visualize it, now you have to make it matter. You have to take those thoughts and begin to write them down, because we know spirit moves on written word, and write it out thoroughly. This is the planning it out thoroughly. Plan it out. Write it down. Look at it. Begin to take it in. And then take it with you into meditation. And now you have a clearer picture. You know, one of the things that Ra Unefa Amin says in his book, The Meta Netter, he talks about everything that we've done in life, it doesn't matter what it is, we've already rehearsed it anyway. And so for you, let go of the timing, but make sure you have a good rehearsal. Make sure that you've thought these things through, because some of the things are happening because you just have not thought them through and your timing is off, you know? Your timing, you missed the meditation earlier, which is also about timing, you see. So this is about you really just letting go of the timing and really begin to put the time where it belongs and then letting it manifest itself where it needs to be so you can get your timing back in sync.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's Sister Munya.
Yes, from the Know Your Magic deck, the card is Sister Munya that I picked out of the card, and she represents birthright and focus. So here's what I want you to do. When you get a chance, I want you to go back and download the show and go through the meditation and email me the title of your book that you get.
Okay, I sure will.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Quintado, and I'm calling from Detroit.
You're calling from Detroit, from the Motor City?
Yes.
You're calling from the Motor City. Beautiful. And so what book did you bring back?
It was called Middle Child.
Middle Child. Oh, I'm a middle child. Oh, wow. I think I'm going to be speaking to a lot of middle children here tonight.
Okay.
Okay, so let's take a look. That's a powerful title, actually. Middle Child. Middle Child. Middle Child. And if you can pick a number between 1 and 6 for me. The number 2. And then also, say your name for me 3 times, please.
Quintado, Quintado, Quintado.
Quintado. I love that name. And also, Quintado, if you can tell me how old you are.
Yes, 28.
28. All right, beautiful. Quintado. Middle child. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Quintado, 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 Quintado. All right. Let's see. your book that your soul is bringing back for you, has a lot to do with balance, has a lot to do with really bringing balance into your life. And I pulled a card for you from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And I want to take a look at that, and then we're going to talk, show you how all of these things are connected with the title of your book. And so first I want you to think about this. What's coming up, the middle child? This is about clean house. It's about releasing emotional baggage. And it's also about intentions, and it's also about detachment. And whenever this comes up, Spirit is saying that it is time to let go of the old in order to make room for the new, and that some feng shui is required from you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And so this is about you beginning to be in the place to recognize that you are the balance. You see, you're the balance. You're the balance in the middle. You know, it's you being in the middle, but you got to let go of some emotional baggage that you've been holding on to for way long. Let those things go. You got to. Really, it's time to do some detachment. And I want you to look at this because we're actually multidimensional people. So this is going to be detachments on all different levels, on the physical level, on the spiritual level, and on the mental level. Detachments, letting go of those things. So this is a good time that certain things, maybe that broken cup, maybe those old shoes that you don't wear anymore, maybe that jacket you know you're not going to put on, that you begin to let that go. Because by releasing things on this physical realm, it also will help to release things on a mental realm for you as well, too. So it's time for you to clean house. Let go of those emotional baggage. You know, think about your intention. Recognize that you are the balance. And so this means that you have to keep yourself in balance. If you don't let go, what's going to happen is you're always going to find yourself in the middle of something. You're always going to be in the middle. You know the song, Moni in the Middle? Where you at? Where you at? You know, you're always going to be in between something. You're going to be in the middle. You are the balance. And so how you keep that balance is by keeping a clean house. So think about your temple being the house. Think about your physical sacred space. Think about all those things that are going on around you. That is your balance. So your new story is the middle child. But you have some amazing stories that you can teach us all about balance. And you can also teach us these amazing stories about what it feels like to be in the middle, in between, how you stay out the middle. So this is the time to write those new stories. So you must pay your balance that you owe, because you owe a balance to something, to someone, to yourself. You have to pay that balance. When you have a credit card and you charge something, you begin to accumulate a balance. So Spirit is saying to you, your soul is crying out, it's time for you to pay your balance that you owe. Pay it off. Pay it off so you can get out the middle. You can get out the middle and you can become the balance and stop charging others. Stop charging others. That's the emotional baggage when you charge others. Stop charging them. Pay your balance so you can get out the middle. That's where you're going to find the freedom. Begin to set good intentions. Begin to write a new story for yourself with a zero balance. It is nothing better than knowing that you owe zero balance. Zero. You know? because that's the freedom to truly just, you know, be that God that you are, be that man that you are, you know, be that brother that you are. That's when you can truly be free, be that lover that you are. You can be that when you get to a zero balance. But you got to stop charging others. Clean house. Release those emotional things. You know? And I want you to begin to think back for you when you were about 10 or 11 years old. Because that's a marker for you. Those are some times when some things came up in your life. Couldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So your book, The Middle Child, powerful. I can't wait to read your first chapter. I can't wait to read it. So you definitely have to come back and let us know, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, peace and love to you.
Peace and love. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you. Peace. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Did I just go to 313? I did. Hold on. I'm in the wrong place. Calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 323? Okay, they must be on mute. I can't hear them. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue?
Yes?
You already did me. I'm clean.
Okay, you had your hand up. I am so sorry. It's okay. Just stay on the line. You're fine. You're just fine. Stay on the line. All right. We're going to try 323 again. 323?
Okay. Hello?
Oh, okay. 323?
Yes. I was already on also.
Okay. All right. I don't know what I'm doing. I must be. Oh, hold on. Let me go here. Calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. Greetings.
Hi, Miss Blue. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
This is Janine calling from Atlanta.
Okay. Greetings to you, Janine from Atlanta. And did you bring back a book?
I sure did. The title was the title was You Took Me There.
You Took Me There. I love that. You Took Me There. You Took Me There. Okay, Jean, if you can pick a number between 1 and 6 for me, please.
1.
The number 1. Beautiful. And then also, if you can tell me how old you are.
50.
50. Beautiful. Beautiful age. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Okay, let's take a look. All right. And you said your number was 1, and you said you were 50. Okay, beautiful. When you say you took me there, who is you?
my partner.
Okay. I kind of figured that, but I thought it would be good for you to have that reflection right now. I thought it was good. Okay.
It
was good for you to just reflect on it. Okay, good. So the energy that came up for you, and we're going to talk about your title, and this has a lot to do with your title, actually is Baby Blue out of the Know Your Magic Oracle deck is Baby Blue. And whenever Baby Blue sort of chooses to be your ally, because she's your ally at this time, she really brings you deep, meaningful messages. And so the number one thing that she's reminding you is that only love is real.
Okay.
Only love is real. And love's creative powers is sparked by conscious actions of compassion. So she's really about positive expectations, innocence, and trust. And so your title, you took me there. Really, really, she's here to remind you that the only thing is real is love.
Wow.
If the only thing that is real is love. And so in that essence of taking you, you know, I want you to think about that. Someone taking you there. What your soul is saying to you at this particular time is for you to ask yourself, and one of the things you're saying is, who am I? Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that this question is coming up is because you feel like you're losing yourself. You're losing your identity. You're doing things you wouldn't do. You're saying things you don't want to say. You know, things are coming up that really is making you feel uncomfortable. Who am I? You see? Whether you internalize and hold on to these things, or they come out in different words and different actions. So it's about you really, and if you can kind of follow this thought, it's about having a positive expectation and also really just kind of bringing that innocence and that trust. But even more, I want you to think about the title. When you say, you took me there, you have to also take credit for going.
Uh-huh.
Because you went, you see, you went.
Uh-huh.
And you went because of that thing that we know that the only thing that is real is love. That's the only reason you went. You understand? Because if it wasn't about love, you would have never went. You would have been like, oh, this is so not worth my time. I'm not going there with you.
You're absolutely right. That's so true.
You know. So it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I get the question that you say I'm asking myself. Who am I? Just the other day, I saw a license plate tag says "Goddess" in quotation. Woman, know thyself. And I was like blown away about, you know, when I saw that. So I've been asking myself that exact question for the last week or so, like, am I really who I think I am, or who am I really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. But this is key for you. It's okay to ask that question, but it's key for you that you know that you can never stop trusting yourself. Know that regardless of you took me there, you can never stop trusting yourself. And you got to be like Baby Blue. Trust me, I live with Baby Blue here. It's about positive expectations. It's about being innocent and knowing that you're expecting excellence. You're expecting the best.
Wow.
You know?
I see that. Yes.
Know that, and here's another sort of kind of metaphor for you to look at, that you is the cup. You are the cup, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. And self is the water. So you is the cup, and yourself is the water. So even when you say, you took me there, really that's a reflection of you taking yourself there, you see. And so it's time for you to begin to invest in yourself so that you can win your self-trust back. And you'll be able to take a look at how you is made, how you made you. See, because what happens is in different cycles and different phases in our lives, we sort of kind of get that disconnect. And we're going through that stage of really sort of reinventing ourselves, or I call it that energy of the phoenix rising, you know, within you. Like you said, the goddess is coming back up, and she's really wanting herself to be reinvented. So that bumper sticker is an opportunity for you to just really dig deep and begin to start investing in yourself again. Because then you know how you're made. You know how you made you. So it's a good time. You can go buy a book. You know, you could go get a massage. This is about you investing in you. Go buy you a new pair of shoes. You know, go get a manicure. I don't know. You know, go get, eat
yeah,
ice cream.
I thought about that, too.
Yes.
I thought about the manicure. And
yes.
The shoes, I can't do the shoes. I got enough shoes I don't even wear. So I can't do
okay,
the shoes well, right now until I get rid of some other shoes. So.
Yes. Well, go get
a
manicure.
Yes.
It's time for you to do you. Invest in
yes,
you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Yes. So, and begin to journal that, and you took me there. And remember, you is not your partner, that's you.
That's me.
Yourself
exactly.
Is, you're you. Yourself is saying that to you. You took me there, girl. So it's time for you to do you. And make sure when you go get the manicure, you bring yourself there, that you're 100% present in that moment.
Yeah.
You know? You're 100% present and know to have positive expectations. Come with that innocence and never stop trusting yourself. Never. Never.
Awesome. Confirmation all around. Thank
oh,
you
well,
so much.
Beautiful. You're welcome. Thank you. I thank you for being that reflection for all of us here tonight, myself included as well. And begin to write in that book, because I can't wait to read these chapters you guys got. You got to send it to me. You got to call in and let me know. I want to know about you took me there. I want to see how that comes out.
Oh, yeah. I will do that.
Yes. Well, peace and love. It was so good connecting with you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Peace and love. Blessings. Blessings. Well, you guys, wow. What can I say? It has been an amazing share here tonight. You guys went back and you brought some things to the planet that have never been seen before, never been done before. It was an opportunity to do some reflection at a soul level, and you guys brought back the new book of light. And so I want to encourage every single person, I hope every single one of you, and those of you I haven't gotten to that are still holding here on the line, to email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Email me your title, the title of the book that you brought back. I'd love to hear about it. Write in those journals. It's so important that we begin to make these times matter. You know, taking thought and making them matter, you know, writing them down in your soul's journey, you know, because we are all here to experience and to learn. And what better way to do it? Because we had an opportunity tonight, as we always do in the remix, to learn, share, and grow together. So I'm so excited for you guys. I'm excited for myself. I can't wait to hear some of these chapters in your book, in your new story, because we're all writing new stories here. It's just been amazing. I look forward to seeing you guys who have readings this week coming up, whether it's the God Goddess, Numeric Akashic Record reading, or the Akashic Record reading, or the Sacred Session. I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you. I'm sending out some more baby lotuses and glowing lotuses this week. We're doing all kinds of things, all things remix as well. As soon as the timing, the divine timing is right and the website is up for the oracle cards, I'm going to put that out there, the Kundalini Lab, and we have some time left here in the forum. So let me just try to get this out. I want you guys to be on the lookout, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through Twitter, whether it's through email, whether it's through conversations from Sister Manya or myself, to find out, because you're going to actually get an opportunity to take a peek in the Kundalini Lab. This is a very, very important day that we just are ushering our energy in. A lot of things happen in the month of April. We know that. This is about the rising of the energy on this particular month. And actually in Japan, on April the 1st, this is the day where graduates, a lot of college graduates, those who have graduated from schools that just have gotten hired on jobs, this is the day that they actually celebrate that. So this is an opportunity for us to begin anew. We know the number one. We're moving into the number two, which is the duality. This is for you to bring you and also bring yourself. So bring both of you guys together, your conscious and your subconscious mind, bringing both hemispheres together, because they both need to come together in order for us to continue to love, continue to evolve ourselves as we're doing. So I just want to challenge you guys, as I continue to learn, as I continue to grow, I'm really pushing myself way, way outside of the box. So more woo-woo, as I call it, is coming. All kinds of things are coming as I continue to go on my path and journey and learn more about myself, you know, and share those things with you guys. I'm going to be bringing lots of fresh ideas, lots of new stories coming to the remix. I told you guys about some exciting people that have been coming up, and more will come. We'll still have all of the amazing brothers and sisters who visit the platform still come back here, but I'm also bringing some new energy too, so that we can begin to get that reflection from ourselves from so many different angles, because we are definitely in the time. This is a true statement. There is nothing new under the sun. We can say that anything that we've attempted to do has already been done. But there is one thing that has never, ever been done before. And the difference in that equation is you. That's it. You have never been on the planet at this time, in this moment, doing this thing. So the only thing that you can rely on, the only thing that you can trust in, the only thing that you can believe in, the only thing that you can know that's going to cause the alchemy for you is you. So continue to keep investing in you, however you decide to do that, through your reading, through your education, through your research, and most of all, through love. Because that's truly the only thing that is real. So keep loving each other, everybody. Let's keep growing. Let's keep having fun. Let's keep doing things psycho, sexy, cool. And let's keep investing in ourselves. Because the biggest investment, the greatest investment you can make is that's in yourself. So I want to thank each one of you who invested in yourself tonight, and I look forward to receiving your emails, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. I love to hear from you guys. Yes. So we're going to have an amazing week this week. I cannot wait. I have readings in the morning, have some international countries. I think that will be a first. So we'll be moving our way from 26 countries or 27, I've lost count, on up. So we have some new listeners out there. So peace and love to each and every one of you. I'll see you back here live in the remix Friday night. You know how we do. I'm going to close out, you guys. If I didn't get a chance or get an opportunity to get your title of your book, make sure you email it to me. I'd love to hear it. I definitely will get back with you as well. So as we get ready to close out here tonight, I think it's fitting. Let's see what we can play here. I want to play something just to kind of take us out here. Maybe something, let's see what we can play here. Let's see. I may not can find it. I want to play it so bad. I think you guys know what it is. But I think this is great. This is going to be great for us to hear here. And this is what we're going to play. This is called New Suit by the Magnolias, because that show that we did on Friday night really just kicked and propelled this energy. When Chief David Montana came on talking to us about the Ouachita tribe and all of the Indians and just that spirit and that energy about how they're making their new suits. And we began to get into our new suits. And now we're beginning to move forward into new energy and doing things in a very, very unique new way and challenging ourselves to really begin to answer that question that was left here for us so long ago, which is know thyself, as we begin to get into a new suit. So let's jam to this. We're going to go ahead and close out for tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I'm flying high right now. I think I'm going to have to go somewhere and just kind of maybe meditate a little bit and write in my book. So I look forward to hearing each and every one of your stories. Peace and love to you guys. And if you like it, again, like it over on Facebook. If you love it and leave a comment. And don't forget to send emails. And much love, warm spirit. And I'll see you guys back here next week. Peace and love.